two wins in a row for Chi High, but the Cards return to DeRay with their biggest test yet. The unbeaten, state-ranked River Falls Wildcats.
Back to pass is Mason Von Hayden. Immediately heavy pressure, rolling out to his right, throws right side. He's got a man just across the 30-yard line for a first down.
Number 84 on that catch.
Brady Frederick, I believe. Range will flip it out left side to Cohel. Cohel reversing field. He cannot, as he is hit right at the line of scrimmage and driven back, maybe even a loss on the play. Reed post. Mason Minarski tag teaming there on the stop.
Big memo. Chi has got to get this stop.
Fourth and seven. River Falls going for it, of course, from the 34 of Chi High. One timeout remaining for Coach Rakovich. Back to pass. Jacob Range. Heavy pressure. He evades one man. Now going to keep himself along the left end. He's undercut. Hit. Knocked out of bounds. 4 yards shy of the stick. Chi High will have one more chance here in the first half. Von Hayden rolling out to his right. Von Hayden throws it over the middle. Good high catch across the 45-yard line. Two-hand snatch.
At number 28,
or LeMay. Third and two, Chi High. Double wing, double tight. And in motion left to right. Give to Goodman again. Goodman off the left side. And Goodman is loose. 30, 25, 20 down the sideline. Goodman pushed out of bounds in the Johnson roll-off red zone. From the 7-yard line, they can still get a first down without scoring. Under center, Mason Von Hayden. Give off the right side. That's Jackson LeMay. LeMay with some speed. He turns the corner. The 5 to the end zone. Dives to the pylon. Touchdown, Buffalo Falls. LeMay from 7 yards out. And the Cards are a PAT away from being within one score.
It's exactly what they needed there on that opening drive to take that all the way. And it all comes back to that third down play. They finally got that completion.
The Cats facing a third and 8 from their own 26. Twin receivers left. Single receiver right from the gun with a back to his right. Range back to pass, throws right side. He's intercepted, picked off at the 32-yard line.
Jackson Google.
Jackson Google, his 7th interception of the season. Second and 12 from the 17 for Chi High. Von Hayden under center, double wing, double tight. Von Hayden back to pass. He's going to go deep down the right sideline, looking for Howard. Races up, makes the catch. In the end zone, touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Was that a grab? Perfect throw, perfect catch. And the Cardinals with a chance to tie this one up, one kick away.
I formation backfield. Jacob Rains, the junior under center. Harris in motion, right to left. The give to Cohel. Cohel dances in the backfield. He's hit. He stops right at the line of scrimmage. It's fourth and long and punting time for River Falls in a tie game. Tied at 14. Bell, high snap. He's going to get off a boot. That someone got a piece
that was
of
tipped.
That one.
That looks like blocked. 52 might have got that.
Thomas Cleary may have gotten a piece of it, like you said, and it's going to be fantastic starting field position for Chi High. Double wing, double tight for the Cards. Third and 3. Dawson Goodman, Mason Tester out there along with Davis Bromeisel. Give to Dawson Goodman. Goodman spins out of one tackle, turns the corner. 50, 45, 40. It's a foot race. Goodman taken down from behind inside the 20-yard line once again in the Johnson roll-off red zone. Dawson Goodman rolling, as are the Cards, with 11:16 to play in the fourth.
Dawson Goodman is just a special athlete to watch.
It can all change here if your River Falls, if you punch one in. Then rest on your defense. Single receivers left and right. Cohel deep in the backfield as the single setback. Harris in motion, right to left. We give to Cohel. Cohel hit.
He's fumbled it. He fumbled it.
The ball is loose, and Chi High has it.
That's it. All right. All right, let's go. Get our offense out there. Let's get the job done.
And so they are down to the 17. And it's on the left foot of senior Asubalu Mason, a 34-yard attempt to try to knock off the conference-leading unbeaten River Falls Wildcats, who are going to come at this one hard. They had some trouble with the snap the last time. Dawson Goodman will be the holder. Good snap, good hold. Subi's kick is blocked.
Wait, Chi High still has the ball. And then Chi High still has
Dawson
the ball.
Goodman has it.
Dawson Goodman!
Dawson Goodman! 20, 50, 10, 5 to the end.
Dawson Goodman
wins it! Dawson wins it! Oh, my goodness! Dawson Goodman out of the chaos! The Phoenix rising from the
field!
Dawson Goodman knocked off River Falls! Chi High wins!
Done!
Shut it down! Let's go home! Wow! The blocked field goal, River Falls seems to have the ball. Dawson Goodman,
it does not.
And right
Dawson 40 yards for the touchdown.
It does not matter how Dawson Goodman gets it done. He gets it done.
Oh, my goodness. River Falls goes down. Their unbeaten season comes to an end. Chi High 20, River Falls 14. What did we just see? Your final in overtime. Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 20. The River Falls Wildcats 14.
The biggest win of the year. But there is work still to be done. Chi High makes the short road trip south to Carson Park to renew their rivalry with the old Aves of Eau Claire Memorial. It's time for Chi High football on WOGO Sports.
In Health Cove.
Chi High football is on the air.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates, Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weirs Gallup Plumbing, Heating and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to Carson Park in Eau Claire, site of this Big Rivers Conference matchup between your Chippewa Falls Cardinals and the old Aves of Eau Claire Memorial. This is WOGO Sports on 103.1 FM AM 680 with live streaming and podcasts at WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham will also be live streaming on Cardinal TV via CFHS Media on YouTube. Still bringing down the excitement from last Friday night after an incredible overtime victory for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 20-14 in OT to knock off the previously unbeaten and third-ranked in the state in Division II River Falls Wildcats. A tough test, an intercity rivalry here tonight. The old Aves of Eau Claire Memorial, just 3 wins on the season, Dave Check, but Coach Rob Scott has a team that plays confident even against the big dogs in the BRC.
Yeah, I would say Chi High's got to come into this, with everything they got, playing this as a 50-50 matchup for a couple of reasons. You may look at it on paper and think that Chippewa Falls probably has the advantage, but, you know, you talked about that game that we had last weekend. No bigger tough test for a team than to come off an exciting win like that and then still keep your momentum up and keep, you know, the fact that Chi High has had a hard time getting that momentum in the first half to begin with is going to make it even all that much more difficult. Then you talk about coming in, playing a tough crowd here at Eau Claire Memorial. Looks like it's filling up pretty good here. Homecoming night. And this Eau Claire Memorial team has been kind of inconsistent on the year, so you never know which team's going to come out. But if they come out with the teams that, have been playing well this year, the games that they played well in, they're going to give Chi High a heck of a match, and Chi High better watch out for this being a drop game after going all out and beating undefeated River Falls.
The last time these two teams met on this field was way back in 2018, a 67, not a basketball score, 67-65 classic. I missed that game, and I will forever regret it, but there are certainly some fireworks when these two teams play. Last year, they were all on the Chi High side, a 35-7 drubbing of this Memorial team at Duray Field, but expecting a much closer matchup tonight.
Yeah, both of those teams, you mentioned that game, one of the top scoring games in WIA history at this point in time, but both of those teams came in with such struggling defenses but great offenses. That was one of my best predictions ever, that I said first team to 60 is going to win this game, jokingly, and then as they go into overtime, Chi High was the one that scored, got to 60 points first, only to go on to 67. Just an incredible finish. I know I remember Pometlo had, I think, was 5 for 5, 2-point conversions, and that's what it made, you know, it's so interesting is not just that these teams are scoring in overtime, but they're being forced to go for two, and they're getting it every time. And the only reason the game even ended is because of a pass that went right through an Eau Claire Memorial receiver's hand that would have kept it for another overtime.
You never know what you might see when these two teams collide. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley, live from Carson Park in Eau Claire. We'll step out for 3 minutes. Be back after this with interviews with both head coaches, starting with Rob Scott of the home team, the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes. Back in three on WOGO Sports.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
When you're cheering on the Chi-High Cardinals, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-High Football.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account, insured by NCUA.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley, live on the road here at Carson Park. Big Rivers Conference battle between your Chippewa Falls Cardinals and the Old Abes of Eau Claire Memorial, here with head coach Rob Scott of the Old Abes. And coach, the record may not necessarily show it, but you have hung tough with the top tier of the Big Rivers Conference. What do you need to do tonight to take that next step to finish the game?
I think the recipe is the same as any game. You know, we need to take care of the football. We need to take it away. We need to out-physical our opponent.
When you look at the game last week against Superior, that was maybe one of the games where, as a coaching staff, you'd probably say that that wasn't our best effort. And now, of course, a lot of coaches, homecoming week, there's a ton of distractions for the kids. Mindset, are you pleased with where the guys are at?
Yeah, we're very pleased. We don't look at homecoming as a distraction. We look at it as a benefit. And last week, we didn't put our best foot forward, and we took Superior's best punch, and we didn't punch back. And so we're looking to pick up the pieces and rally and put a better foot forward tonight.
And what do you see finally, coach, in Chippewa Falls this year? Obviously, they started 0-2 in the conference, but have righted the ship with some tough wins.
Yeah, they're another good Chippewa Falls team that does a lot of things well fundamentally. They're good in all three phases, and we have our work cut out for us. But, you know, if anything is proven this season, that anybody can beat anybody on any night in our conference, and there's a lot of parity, and whoever plays better tonight is going to win.
Well, coach, it's a fantastic atmosphere. Great to be here. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Head coach Rob Scott of Eau Claire Memorial back after this with Coach Rakovich of the Cards. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley on WOGO Sports.
Make it go away!
Does your hideous furnace give you the creeps? Upload a photo of your ugly furnace for a chance to win a new Comfort Maker furnace installed by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Discover the comfort with confidence that Comfort Maker heating and cooling products provide. Register at Wirzgala.com. That's WIERSGALLA.com. Wirzgala, we serve to serve again.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
To everyone who appreciates a little Midwest nice, let our team member Jacob share how he brightens your day at Culver's.
Going the extra mile to put a smile on your face? It's what we love to do. So when I serve you a chicken sandwich made with the juiciest whole white meat chicken, I know it'll light up your day. Our spicy crispy chicken sandwich, it's seasoned to bring just the right amount of heat to every bite.
Let us make you a meal that makes your day.
From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley, live from Carson Park in Eau Claire. It's your Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the Old Abes of Eau Claire Memorial here with Coach Chuck Rakevich. And Coach, beautiful venue here in Carson Park. It's been a while since you've been here to play.
We consider this a home game. We like playing here, and, you know, it is. There's a lot of history here, and it's just a fun place to be.
You mentioned off the air kind of a blur at the end of that last game, one of the most incredible finishes that we've seen in a long, long time, if ever. What did you do as a coaching staff to kind of say, all right, that was an incredible emotional high, but now it's back to business?
Well, at practice Monday, we ran what's known now as a Coach Rako forget drill. In other words, you relished in your victory all weekend. Now it's time to forget and move on. So they ran a little bit until it got out of their system, and it didn't take long.
Coach, Eau Claire Memorial, Coach Rob Scott, longtime defensive coordinator for Coach DeMeyer up at Superior. This team knows how to play defense, and they have hung with some of the top teams in the conference, even if the record doesn't show it.
They're a good football team. There's nothing bad about Eau Claire Memorial's football team. They're talented. They got athletic kids. They're as good as anybody, and they just, you know, for whatever reason, they've been snake bit. They haven't won the games they probably could have or should have, but, you know, we're in for dogfight. We know that, and the kids know that.
How much of a test is it for your secondary, considering how much Memorial throws the ball now?
Well, absolutely, but it's not just a secondary. It's the guys up front that are required to put pressure on that kid, too.
And finally, Coach, offensively, are you starting to trend in the direction that you want to be at this late in the year?
Well, you know, I think as a team overall we are. I think I shouldn't even talk about this, but we're healthy. You know, we're healthy, and at this stage of the game, in a lot of years, we haven't been. And I see us, I really do see us getting better and better every day in practice on, you know, on small things. But yet I see it.
Coach, hopefully you can spoil their homecoming. Looking forward to a great game tonight. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you afterward.
Well, it's going to be a tough one, I'll tell you that.
That's head coach Chuck Rakovich here on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley Homecoming Night for Eau Claire Memorial here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy saves you time, and time is money. But it also saves you gas, and gas costs money. Therefore, the Medicine Shop's free local delivery saves you a lot of money. How much money? Enough to buy your own private jet? Well, no. But maybe enough that you can spring for extra legroom the next time you fly commercial.
This is the life.
Locally owned makes all the difference. Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
At Carson Park, we welcome you into the broadcast booth as we finish up the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. Thank you for joining us. Caleb Swenson, Dave Chack up in the booth, Alan Dunham roaming the sidelines, and on CFHS Media, Cardinal TV on YouTube, Owen Krista running the live stream tonight. What a great game here and a great opportunity, Dave Chack, for our Cards. As we get to the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, an opportunity here to firmly cement their playoff position and also a chance to give themselves a chance at a Big Rivers Conference title. They've got to win out and hope for a little bit of help with losses by Hudson and River Falls, but that BRC championship is still a possibility.
Yeah, so certainly what we need to do is lock this game down. Again, this is a good Eau Claire Memorial team. That's going to be a tough game for Chi High tonight, and I'd love to have that conversation with you after this game about
you know, all those possibilities and the different things. And the only way we get to that conversation is to lock it down here tonight.
Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Looking at both teams' offenses, Memorial comes in averaging 15.7 points per game offensively, Chi High at 25.3. Memorial gives up 15 points per game, very similar defensively, Chi High giving up 14.3 points per game. Memorial played two very tough games, in fact, three very tough games in a row against New Richmond, River Falls, and Hudson. Two of those on the road. They lost to New Richmond 14-10, to River Falls 13-9, and Hudson 23-8, playing some of the top-tier teams in the conference. Very tough. Chi High, of course, has won three Big Rivers Conference games in a row, including that thriller last week against River Falls.
So the key to the game, since you asked, I'm going to say, are we doing that now?
Yeah, go ahead.
So key to the game, I think, is similar to the key for the last game, only for a different reason. Last time, with the number one running back down, I think we knew that we had to force them to pass to win that game. This game, you just know Eau Claire Memorial is going to pass. So it's going to be about stopping the pass. And, again, it comes back to, I think we've got the defensive backfield. And I'll echo off what Coach Rakovich said. It's really going to be more about what those guys up front can do. Can they get him to run around? Can they put some pressure on him? You know, he leads the league in yardage, but, you know, he can be rattled. And if he's not rattled and you let him sit there and pick you apart, it's going to be problems for Chi High. So getting to the quarterback is going to be the key.
We are ready to begin as Memorial kicks off to Chi High. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Fielded by Mason Howard at the 8-yard line to the 10 and the 15 down the far sideline. And Howard is shoved out of bounds there. And Chi High will start first and 10. Eau Claire Memorial, the home team, they've got the violet tops, violet bottoms, and the purple helmets as well. The white numerals, solid white numerals, solid white numerals on the helmets. And the White Sox, Chi High, resplendent in their traveling white tops and bottoms. Jet black numerals, the red accents, the crimson stripe on the sides of the pants, and those matte black helmets with the silver CF insignia. They will start first and 10 from the 23 of Eau Claire Memorial. You're on WOGO Radio and Cardinal TV. Starting with the give off the right side, Mason Tester a whisker away from breaking a big one as he's up to the 28-yard line. A gain of 5 on first down for Mason Tester, who came into the game averaging 7.7 yards per rush. Give him 5 on his first totes here tonight. Again, WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO home base in Halley, keeping things running smoothly as Chi High hurries back up to the line on second and 5 from the 28. Ball nearest the near hash. Tester in motion left to right. They'll give him the fullback. That's Bromeisel. Bromeisel pushes his way straight ahead, and he will continue moving the pile across the 40-yard line up to the 41, a gain of 13, Dave.
13 for the big fella, and it is really fun to watch him run and carry fellows with him as he carried about 3 or 4 that time. Always love to see the fullback in these offenses get that kind of yardage. That is a big, strong kid there, and if we can soften up the middle there, just makes it all that easier for the quick fellows on the outside.
Ball again on the near hash, 41-yard line, their side of the 50 for Chi High, no score, minute gone by. Left side, flip to Mason Howard. Howard picking his way back to the line of scrimmage, and he will be ripped down behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of 1. They may even call it a loss of 2. Howard comes into this game the leading ground gainer for Chi High, 75 rushes for 407 yards and 6 touchdowns on the ground, a 5.4 average. Going back to the fullback carry as a second and 12 coming up, and Bromeisel slipping out. But Alan Dunham, you love pounding that B-back as well.
Well, what I was going to say, the first two plays, especially the offensive line, was really pushing Memorial back off the line of scrimmage.
Chi High on second and 12. Howard wide to the right. In fact, now slot right, twin receivers right, two men in the backfield, with a man in motion, Tester left to right. Back to pass, rolling out to his right and flipping it right side to Tester. It is Mason Von Hayden, the junior, and Tester back to the original line of scrimmage, not much further. Third and long coming up for Chi High. Well, give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Chi High, a 3rd and 9 from just inside the 42-yard line. trips to the left. In fact, they'll go quad receivers to the left.
Looks like an illegal formation here.
Single receiver to the right, Mason Von Hayden rolling out to his left. He's under some pressure now. Dances now will go straight ahead back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard, no more. Punting time for Chai High and a good defensive stand by Eau Claire Memorial.
Reason I said it looked like an illegal formation here is as they're rushing to get this one off.
Chai High will punt it quickly with Thomas Clary. Clary will send a boot that will bounce and take a great Chai High hop inside the 20, bouncing inside the 15. Jackson Googles down there to down it at the 10-yard line. What a punt.
That's
Thomas
a great
Clary.
Punt. That's a 50-yard, again, a 50-yard change in field position on that play, just like last week. He has had some boomers. They almost caught him off with 12 men on the field. That's why we had to kind of hurry there. Did a good job there altogether.
So 9:28 to go, first quarter, no score, first possession coming up for Eau Claire Memorial, and they throw the ball a lot.
I want to say the last two games, we've noticed that it's been a slow start for Chai High, and even though they didn't score, they got a first down, had some good movement, so a much better start this game.
Ryan Thompson, their senior signal caller at 6'3", 195, and he'll start with a handoff, making me a liar, as Chai High will have Wesley Tanzer right at the point of attack, and Tanzer just wrestles him to the ground. Ball carrier that time was
so it looks like a loss of one there on the play, and you know they may test the Chai High's interior, but they're not going to get very far doing it.
So second and 11 from their own 9-yard line for Eau Claire Memorial. The quarterback Thompson flanked by two backs. He'll throw it out right side into the flat and met right there at the 11-yard line, maybe the 12-yard line. A good solid tackle for Chai High's number six, Carter Bovey.
Love seeing those cornerbacks and safeties one-on-one sometimes out there with those island-type tackles, and he did a good job there. We always give the kids a hard time when we see missed tackles out there. Got to give them credit on that one.
Thompson, 174 passing attempts in the first seven games of this season. Third and seven, Memorial from the 13. Thompson, the senior, rolling out to his right. He's going to stop. Sal would throw deep down the right sideline into the Chai High sideline. Sailed it, and Chai High's defense holds strong. Three and out for Memorial, and it'll be punting time from their own end zone for the Old Abes.
Excellent start defensively by the Chai High defense. To stuff the run and then be very well defensively positioned on the two passes, not allowing much yardage for Memorial.
And Coach Rakovich mentioned this before the game, guys. He said it's not just about the secondary. It's about the guys up front. And that time, Thompson, under duress, sprinting out to his right, just had to dump it. Fourth and seven, punting from a couple yards inside their own end zone. The Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes with 8:44 to go. Punt is high but short. Waving for a fair catch, Mason Howard, and Howard looked like he got interfered with. What a great snatch there by Howard at the 42-yard line, but there were three purple jerseys really, really close inside that halo, so to speak.
I think you're right, and if he would have dropped that ball, it would have been interesting if that would have caused the refs to call a penalty, because that was a very difficult catch there, made more difficult by the fact that there were probably two, if not three, Eau Claire Memorial players that were violating that that fair catch distance.
And now
you see the flag. I mean, he was, by one of them, I think he was even touched.
Well, I mean, it was a contested catch, which you're not supposed to have.
So a couple of fourth down punts, and the net field goal, or the net difference, is about 23 yards here.
Well, I'm going back to that punt by Thomas Clary. With defenses playing the way they are, what a huge flip of this field.
Yeah, he's been booming it, and now the refs are marching it down. I think they decided it was a 15-yard, not a 5-yard penalty. So, you know, even more field difference here with no offense being played. 27-yard line is where they're going to start.
Chai High will start this drive on the 27 of Memorial. No score, 8:43 to go first quarter. Dawson Goodman takes the carry, but whistles early before this one can get going. And
Chai High players are pointing to Eau Claire Memorial. That doesn't necessarily mean anything, but in this case, it does not. Chai High is marching back.
So again, before a play will officially be run, Chai High will be knocking on the door of the Johnson Roloff red zone at the 22-yard line.
Oh, wait, now they're marching it. I don't know what's going on. Were they not just marching it towards Chai High a second ago? Now it's Memorial.
It is an offside against Memorial.
Well, so now it's at the 22.
So Chai High with Mason Von Hayden, the junior, will flip left side. Dawson Goodman, and Goodman right down to the 20 for a gain of two, and that will put the Cards in the Johnson Roll-Off red zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Dawson Goodman, your Wisports.net Jolly Good, to give their sponsor a plug, the Jolly Good Player of the Week. Also, that incredible play by Dawson Goodman with help from Thomas Clary on Max Preps, the top play in the nation in prep football last week. Mason Howard, left side. Howard squeezes through a tight gap inside the 15-yard line and rolls down to 13, a gain of close to 8 for Mason Howard.
You know, you mentioned that at Dawson Goodman getting the player of the week there, and obviously well-deserving. It's just incredible to see a defensive player, but we say defensive player also almost had 100 yards rushing, and then that play. Why do I get the feeling we're going to hear that play at least once today?
Dawson Goodman still in the backfield. They'll fake it to him and give it to Bromeisel. Bromeisel off left guard. And on first down, Bromeisel down to the 10-yard line for a gain of 3.
Nolan Adams and Jack Conner combined for the tackle.
Allen Dunham. Down on the sideline, Chai High looking pretty good here on this drive. Dawson Goodman left wing back, Bromeisel the fullback, Mason Howard right wing back, Von Hayden under center, rolling out to pass Von Hayden, looking right, throws right into the end zone, too far for Howard near the front pylon.
Slow over the outstretched receiver's hands. He was wide open in the corner of the end zone. I do like to say, particularly, you know, this time of year here and in this position, I like that call. I know that their running game has been doing good. You still have two downs here to get it done. But Chai High definitely needs to get all the kinks out of that passing game.
So this will be a third and long, third and 7 for Chai High. Left side give to Mason Howard, and Howard has run down right at the line of scrimmage. And so now will they send out Subi Mason or go for it on 4th and 7 from the 10-yard line? What will Coach Rakovich elect to do? And it looks like the field goal unit will come out.
Maybe he's got even more confidence now that Goodman shows that there's many ways to score from that field goal position.
This should be about a 28-yarder for the senior Asubalu Mason. 6:39 on the clock, first quarter here from Carson Park on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Dawson Goodman is the holder from the left hash, and we have whistles blowing as Subi blasted this one right through the uprights, but what's the flag? If it's against Memorial, that's going to make this call interesting.
Well, I think it was whistled below, so the play would have been dead. It
that's
is against
offside.
Memorial, but you're right. It makes it interesting in that Rako's got to decide. He's got a field goal kicker that just made a field goal, and he is bringing the offense back
up. Yeah, 4th and 3, Alan. That didn't seem like there was much of a decision there for Coach Rakovich.
It's always tough when you now, obviously, that's not quite taking points off the board, but you just saw him make a field goal. And now to this sort of reminds you of last week's game where we were inside the 5-yard line and didn't come away with any points. Fortunately, it didn't hurt us. And first quarter, maybe you're more willing on the road here to take a chance and gamble. And if you don't make it, you at least put them in bad field position.
So it's a 4th and 3 from the 6-yard line of Memorial. No score, 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Double wing, double tight for Chai High. Flip right side, that's Dawson Goodman. Goodman pile drive to the end zone. Is he in? He is! Touchdown, Chippewa Falls! Dawson Goodman hits pay dirt from 6 yards out on 4th and 3.
So I was prepared to go on record, even if we didn't get that say, and I really appreciate and think that that was a good aggressive play for Chai High to go for it there. But with Dawson Goodman, you just never have to second-guess yourself anyway.
Get the ball in that young man's hands, and now Subi Mason gets a chance to kick, but it's a PAT. Going for 1 instead of 3. Chai High looking to put 7 on the board. Goodman with the hold. Subi boots it. Splits the uprights. 7-0 Chippewa Falls with 6:22 remaining. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. First quarter from Carson Park.
Pictures of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up. Great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
Let's go.
Chi High strikes first, trying to be rude guests on homecoming night here in Eau Claire. On fourth and three from the 6-yard line, Dawson Goodman, the senior, plunges into the end zone, fights his way across the goal line. 7-0, Chippewa Falls. And Goodman on the season, that is his fourth rushing touchdown. Has it on the tee, the senior, the lefty. This whole place is bouncing. Subi, the run up and the boot, line drive, dropped just inside the 20-yard line. It takes a nice little hop, sits down, picked up at the 19-yard line. Nowhere to go for the returners. He's hit, smacked at the 23-yard line. A great hit that time by Chi High's number 13, Jax Wiefelhofer, the 5'10", 145-pound junior. Good work there on special teams.
And I think number 10 joined in on that one, too. I'm not sure who that is. You've got the program there. But
that would be either Adam McNamara or Cameron Shara. I believe McNamara, the junior.
And I don't think we've called his name, so I wanted to get that out there. A two-man tackle there.
First and 10. Memorial from their own 24, trailing 7-0. Ryan Thompson, the senior, with two men flanking him in the backfield, two receivers. Thompson going to roll out to his right. Actually, a direct snap that time, and Chi High having none of it. That was Gavin Gerber, the 6'1", 180-pound senior. Direct snap to Gerber, and he got hit well behind the line, Alan. That's a loss of two or three.
I didn't see who made the penetration, but what four. I could see is everyone had hat on hat, did a great job stretching it out, and then making the tackle.
So Gerber hit behind the line for a loss. Wow, they're calling it a loss of five. It's at least four. The ball just inside the 20 on the far hash. Twin receivers to the left. Ball on the far hash. Thompson with the H-back to his left. Single back to his right from the shotgun. High snap. It's dropped on the ground. Picked up by Memorial. But Memorial will lose maybe a couple more yards. Athletic play by the quarterback Thompson. Actually, that was Gerber. Excuse me.
That's one of those plays, if you've ever tried to throw the football down and have it bounce straight up, an oblong ball, kind of hard to do. That's exactly what happened. That ball bounced hard on the ground and straight back up to the quarterback. Good chance for Chi High, but the ball on the 17, they still lost another 3 yards on that rush.
And they were running Wildcat there, so I will correct myself as Thompson now back into the game at quarterback on a third and 17 from their own 17-yard line. Three receivers to the left, single receiver right for Thompson on third and very long. Thompson will roll out to his left. Looking down the middle, got a man, that's Gerber. Gerber across the 20-yard line, up to the 25. Will get 8 yards back, but it's fourth and 11 and punting time again for Eau Claire Memorial with 4.5 minutes and counting to go here in the first quarter. Chi High leading 7-0.
Really good defensive effort. Let them catch the ball in front of you, and then you see 7-8 guys rally to the football to make the tackle.
Exactly right. That's just smart football, knowing they have 9 more yards to go. Let them catch it and punt it away.
Mason Howard has some fluorescent orange on his socks tonight. Unless that's pink. It's hard to see from up here. He'll be
bright.
Standing to get this punt. Another high boot into the Carson Park lights. Howard waves for fair catch and will catch that one at the 47 of Chi High. They'll actually call it the 46. Good starting field position for Chippewa Falls, leading 7-0, 3:57 to go here first quarter. And White City Glass is a proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WOGO for over 3 decades, and they salute all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Brady Frederick and Davis Bromeisel checking out for Chi High. Maybe they'll spread things out a little bit here to start this possession. Zeke Johnson out there, the senior.
Notice that Eau Claire Memorial gave him about a 5-yard cushion that time on the fair catch.
So the Cards will go twin receivers right, and then two wingbacks on the left side. Mason Howard in motion left-right, faking the jet sweep action, keeping himself as Mason Von Hayden. Von Hayden plunges across midfield down to the 49-yard line of Eau Claire Memorial, a gain of five quickly on first down.
Yeah, I think they might even give him six on that, it looks like, as he's stretched out for that. He's going to be at the 48-yard line.
We've seen Von Hayden run the ball very effectively, particularly against New Richmond. On the season, Mason Von Hayden rushing 106 yards on 47 attempts, but three touchdowns. Second and four for the Cards from the 48 of Memorial. Howard in motion left to right. They'll give it to him on the jet sweep. He's going to try to turn the corner at midfield. Evades one tackler. Now he's cutting all the way across the field. Gets a block from his quarterback. Turning the corner at the 45. The 40. Hits a foot race now. 35. Cutting back inside at the 20-yard line. Mason Howard, the magician, pulling something out of nothing once again. That ends up being about a 30-yard run, but I think he ran over 100 yards to get that 30.
That's one of those plays where you just create your own luck there. He just kept running, and that's what kept that play alive. Memorial, really from the backside, did not do a good job of their pursuit angles. They had that play dead to rights, and they just let him get away. Ball all the way down to the 17-yard line.
Cards back in the Johnson roll-off red zone. First and 10 from the 17. Flip right side. That's Mason Tester. Tester testing the left side of the line as he cuts back against the grain all the way down to the 10-yard line for a gain of seven. As we mentioned, in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone are your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. A second and three from the 10 of Memorial. Chi-Hi leading 7-0.
It's a good time to pound that fullback in there. You see a lot of the Memorial players already kind of had their hands on their knees.
Double wing, double tight. Give off the left side, and Mason Howard is spun down in the backfield. Great play on the defensive front for Eau Claire Memorial.
Yeah, Eau Claire Memorial, I think number one there, he grabbed him by the back of the jersey and just slammed him down. That's not an easy play to make.
Especially on Mason Howard. So that'll bring up a third and five for Chi-Hi. Considering that last possession, you'd figure there's probably two downs here to get 5 yards. Double wing, double tight from the far hash, from the 12-yard line. Mason Von Hayden rolling right, throws right. He's got his fullback at the 10-yard line. This Bromeisel skips through a tackle and stumbles inside the 5-yard line to the 4. Oh, he was sniffing the end zone there, Alan.
Really nice job. A lot of run action there where everybody kind of sucks up, and then you hit that fullback out in the flat, and he did a nice job of getting a first down on that play. Good run.
First and goal for Chi-Hi at the 5-yard line, and we have a timeout on the field taken by Memorial. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to Carson Park in Eau Claire. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check in the broadcast booth. Alan Dunham roaming the sidelines. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chi-Hi football on WOGO Radio and Cardinal TV. A first and goal from the 4 officially for Chi-Hi coming out of the Memorial timeout. Give it to that fullback Bromeisel, and Bromeisel will bull his way forward off right guard for another couple yards. And with 90 seconds to play, Chi-Hi looking to punch another one in before the end of quarter number one. Chi-Hi 5-2 on the year, 3-2 in the Big Rivers Conference, and still in that conference title chase. Memorial 3-4 in the year, 1-4 in conference, and desperately needing to win their last two games and get a little help to get into the postseason. Second and goal from the 3 for Chi-Hi. Two offset backs, Mason Von Hayden, give to Howard. Howard left side. He'll go untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
So that was a really good block that time by Tester. Not all that impressive. He just kind of stood and got in the way, but he did what he had to do to allow Howard to go wide open into the end zone untouched.
With a minute 3 remaining, Chi High in the first quarter. Chi High leading 13-0 on the season. That is the 7th rushing touchdown for Mason Howard. Subi Mason looking to go 2-for-2 on PATs. Snap, spot, hold, kick is good, but flags fly as they have frequently here tonight.
Yeah, Subi Mason 2-for-2 so far on stepping up, kicking one through the uprights, only to have a flag call it back. And again, that's also on Eau Claire Memorial. Wonder what they're going to do with that one. Well, that's half the distance. I wonder if Coach Rakel thinks about this one at all.
Can you decline it and just take the PAT?
Well, no. I'm saying they can go for two now. Oh, yeah. No, they can't because that was, again, just it was another procedural pre-snap. But I'm just wondering, with 1 yard to go.
So they'll try it again. Snap, spot, hold, kick. Good. 14-0 Chi High. Minute 3 remaining first quarter. We'll step out. Be back in 60 seconds. Cardinal football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Zed! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
Subi Mason has been a busy young man here in the first quarter. Kicking off once again, it's 14-0 Chi High with a minute 3 left. And Subi, the run-up and the left-footed boot. He's going to pitching wedge this one down to the 25-yard line. It's caught in the air outside the numbers 30 up to the 34, maybe the 35-yard line before being whitewashed over there. The up back for Eau Claire Memorial. And guys, Coach Rakovich has mentioned a few times this season being a little befuddled by the fact that his offense – his team as a whole doesn't seem to start real fast. You can't ask for a much better start than 14-0 and no first downs for Eau Claire Memorial.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Great start for Chi High so far. They got to keep it going. But again, you know, they're on lockdown mode. This is one where they've got to just do their jobs and, you know, focus on all the little things and getting them done. They don't have to have a very large amount of motion like they did last week to beat the undefeated River Falls team.
From the shotgun, Ryan Thompson with backs to his left and right. Thompson, delayed give right up the middle. Chi High not fooled by the pass fake. And up to the 37-yard line. Thomas Clary on the stop. That was either Woodworth or Simmons on the carry for Eau Claire Memorial.
It's Memorial's fourth rush and only the second rush of positive yardage so far as Coach Berger's defense really sticking it to him so far tonight.
Second and 8 from their own 37 from Memorial. Thompson from the gun. Thompson, delayed give, looking to his left. Now he'll throw over the middle. Got his man across the 45-yard line up to the 46. That's good enough for the first down of the night for Eau Claire Memorial. Good pitch and catch into that seam by the old Abes.
Give him a 9-yard catch on that play. That's the second 9-yard catch, but as you had stated, the other one was not a first down. That one was, as the quarterback is now 3-for-4 on the night.
And that'll take us to the end of the first quarter after one complete. Your score, Chippewa Falls 14, Eau Claire Memorial 0 on homecoming night for the old Abes at Carson Park here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
From the 46-yard line, their side of the 50, Eau Claire Memorial coming out of the break between quarters one and two will give off the left side, and a gain of about three up to the 49, knocking on the territorial door of Chi High. The Old Abes trailing 14-0 on their homecoming night. A great crowd on hand. The Memorial section in front of us, I would say almost completely full, Dave, and a great contingent from Chi High and even on the end zone bleachers as well.
Yeah, it is. All these teams can usually fill it up for their homecomings. And
off right guard, plunging across midfield into the 49 of Chi High. Gain of about three.
Not a first down, but it is the first foray into Chi High territory that they have had. They're going to officially put it at the 48, so that's a four-yard gain.
So third and four, Eau Claire Memorial. Twin receivers left side, Ryan Thompson. From the gun with backs to his left and right. 48 of Chi High. Thompson rolling out to his left. He'll throw and got a man right at the sideline at the 41-yard line for a first down. And going down to the field with Alan Dunham, they don't have Ryan Thompson throw from the pocket from the shotgun there very often. He rolls to his left or right very frequently.
He's a real active quarterback. At that time, they ran an inside receiver deep, drew the coverage, and then just curled the outside wide receiver for the first down. Nice play design and well executed.
Thompson had thrown for over 1,100 yards coming into this game. First and 10 from the 41 of Chi High for Memorial, looking for their first score of the night. They'll fake the pass, give it left side, and best run of the night for Eau Claire Memorial. Nine, close to 10 yards off left end.
It's going to be close on the spot from the ref that was on the other side. I think that's a first down.
And that ball carrier looked to be Peter Albert.
And they are moving the chains. That is a first down, 10-yard rush.
Gain of 10 for the senior, 5'11", 185. Quickly back to the line, going tempo. Thompson and the Old Abes. Thompson rolling out to his right. He's pressured. He's going to float it deep down the right sideline, and it goes out of bounds, bracketing double coverage, looking for Julius Clark down there, the 6-foot sophomore, 155-pound receiver.
I've been impressed by Memorial. Well, I thought they'd come out that series and just throw it a lot more and attack Chi High defense, but they've not given up on the run, which is wise. It's still just very early in the game, and they've gotten good yardage on the run, so they're able to mix it in, the run and pass, pretty well this drive.
They probably want to give their defense a bit of a rest as well. Chi High's been kind of having their way on offense so far. Off left guard, little bit of room inside the 30-yard line and down to the 25, actually. A good plunge at the end. Gain of six, and I believe that was Albert again.
A little uncharacteristic for Chi High, I think, against this Memorial team to be giving up that kind of yardage on these runs. Usually pretty stout up there.
Third and four for Memorial. Trailing 14-0, 9:40 and counting to go in the half here at Carson Park on homecoming night. Give off the right side this time, and there's a nice gap again. I believe it was Albert. Albert down to the 21, gain of four. That's what he needed, but did he get enough to move the sticks? It is close, and I believe the official is saying fourth down. So fourth and very short.
And that's big because where the ref was lined up on this side, it looked like he was right on it. So not even a measurement as the ball sits on the 22-yard line. They need to get to the 21.
From the shotgun, Ryan Thompson. Single receivers left and right, two backs with him backfield on fourth and one from the 22 of Chai High. Thompson calls for the ball. Give left side. That's Albert. Albert dives across the 20-yard line for a Memorial first down. Clock stops temporarily at 8:59 to go. Give yourself a cost of living increase. You can do it. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule. Amazing benefits and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. Berry Global and Chippewa Falls, one of our sponsors all season long, one of many helping make these broadcasts possible, and we're so grateful to each and every local business who's invested in Wogo Sports. First and 10 for the 19. Thompson, clean pocket, back to throw. Right side in the flat. Hits his man behind the 20-yard line and back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe, maybe not. As he found that time, number 11, Shamar Simmons, the 6'1", 190-pound sophomore. They've got a couple of sophomores at the skill positions, and Simmons will lose a yard. Back to the 20, second and 11. Just changed the hash marks.
That was Chai High. They'd be going back and forth in and out of the roll-off zone, the Johnson roll-off zone.
It'll be a second and 11 now for Thompson. He's going to float it out left side. That's Julius Clark. Clark stopping, starting again inside the 15-yard line. And Clark down close to the 13, a gain of at least 7, depending on the spot. Brings up a third and short.
About four Chai High defenders over-pursued that time, and the wide receiver cut it all the way back against the grain. Jackson Google coming from the far side of the field to deliver the final hit on that tackle.
So this will be a third and 3. Again, you figure two downs for Memorial from the 12-yard line. Thompson give to Albert. Albert left side. Albert hit hard right at the line of scrimmage, but he pushes his way up to the 10-yard line. So fourth and short again.
Colby Solberg with a very aggressive pinch in from his defensive end, and Mason Minarski making the tackle.
Last time on fourth and short, they just gave it to Albert. He picked it up easily. This will be fourth and one from just outside the 10-yard line. 7 minutes on the clock, 14-0 Chai High, but Memorial marching. Twin receivers to the left.
They like to run behind their left guard.
Thompson from the gun with Albert to his left, and H-back to the right side. Jet sweep motion left to right. Thompson gives to Albert. Albert dancing in the backfield. He's hit right at the line of scrimmage. He's stuffed. Chai High pushes him back. Turnover on downs.
And that time, Coach Berger dialed up what he needed to do. Going to be tough to consistently get that 2 or 3 yards against Chai High. Memorial playing conservative there, and they get stopped. Good job for Coach Berger.
What a great stand by the defensive front, Allen. As you could see, there was great penetration right away, and that made the running back, Albert, have to stop and change direction, and there was no moving forward after that.
They had been running just straight ahead, and as I said, that left guard, he wouldn't look out of place in a college line, but this time they tried to pull him, and they were stuffed.
First and 10, Chai High from their own 10-yard line. Off the right side, immediately a gain of 10 on first down. That was
Von Hayden fumbled the snap and just aborted the play and just picked it up himself and ran off right tackle for a nice gain.
A gain of 11 officially on an aborted play is a pretty, you know, things are going well for you in the first half.
So Memorial
snap and get 11.
Memorial comes up short but had a 13 play drive there.
First and 10 Chai High from their own 21-yard line. Ooh. Mason Von Hayden gives to Bromeisel, and Bromeisel smacked hard as he crosses the 20-yard line. He's back to the line of scrimmage at the 21, but maybe not any further. See if they give him the 22 with a pretty good spot. It'll be second and 9.
So let's see if Chai High can match it with a 13-play drive of their own, which should take us right to the end of the half.
The high V halftime show. Second and 9 from the 22. Mason Von Hayden rolling out to his left, wide open in the left flat. That's Davis Bromeisel. He'll lower the shoulder, be spun down forward up to the 28, maybe the 29, depending on where the knee went down. It's a gain of at least 6. They'll call it 6 up to the 28. So third and short, about third and 3 for Chai High. Really their worst starting field position of the night, as they started one drive, at the 22 of the mile. After the Thomas Clary punt, the three and out, and then the fair catch interference.
Let's see him give it to Bromeisel here after getting involved in the passing game.
Going to Tester instead. Tester breaks one tackle across the 30-yard line and nudges his way across the 33. Needed two, got four. First down, Chi High. The clock keeps moving at 5:02 and counting.
Tester has only got three carries so far on the night. Been pretty well mixed between Bromeisel, Howard.
And Tester will sub out. And usually that means Dawson Goodman is in.
And that is the case here.
At the left wing back, right wing back is Mason Howard, Bromeisel, the fullback. First and 10 from the 33. They'll give to Dawson Goodman on the pitch. Dawson following his blocking up to the 35-yard line off right guard. And they will stand him up there. Forward progress actually stopped at the 34, so a gain of just one.
Got to figure when he's in there that really makes the line on the other side key there. I wouldn't be surprised if they shift it to that direction as well. He is just that much of a threat.
4:16 and counting. First half, Chi High, no particular hurry here. 14-0, they lead the Old Apes of Oakland Memorial here on homecoming night at Carson Park. Double wing, double tight. On their own 34-yard line, the fake to Dawson Goodman, back to pass. Mason Von Hayden, he'll rainbow and throw right side, and it's picked off at the 45-yard line. Down the sideline, 35-30, stepping out of bounds into the Chi High sideline. That throw, not quite enough air under it, and a nice play by the Memorial secondary. First turnover of the game.
You know,
the Old Apes.
From a coaching standpoint, that was a good time for that as you had Goodman in there, and you could really tell, again, like I said, they were stacking that line, expecting it to be given, and so it was a nice open throw, and the receiver had it down the sideline. Like you said, just kind of underthrew it a little bit. And
yeah, they had a safety sitting back there who was able to see that the whole way from his back pedal, and that ball didn't have a chance, unfortunately. Either got to look him off or just decide to go in a different direction.
Well, under four to play in the half, and now Memorial, a golden opportunity to force their way back into this game. They will receive the second half kickoff as well. They'll start first and 10 from the 29 of Chi High.
Oh,
low snap
play.
Goes right through the legs of Thompson. He'll dive on it back at the 46-yard line. A loss of 17 on first down. Oh, my goodness. That was just kind of how the night has gone so far for the Old Aves. As that snap just looked like a hockey puck shooting across the ice, went right through the legs of the senior Thompson.
And that ball is on the 46-yard line. I'm impressed with you calling that a 17-yard loss as quick as you did.
Thank
That's
you.
Good math for as far back as that is.
I was pretty pleased with that, to be honest. Twin receivers right, two and in the backfield from the shotgun. Ryan Thompson on second and 27 from the 46. Thompson throws right side, going to a knee and making the catch with Gould. Coming up to make the stop anyway will be the big number 88, Tay Ferguson, 6'2 sophomore receiver. They have counted so far three sophomore players who've already made some impacts tonight from the skill positions. This is a young team at a lot of those skill positions for Coach Thompson and Memorial.
So a lot of completions so far for Eau Claire Memorial, and pretty consistent with what they have done for the season. Not one completion has been over 10 yards. Not one over 9 yards, as a matter of fact.
They don't throw down the field a lot, and you know, we'll watch and see if they take a shot. But working out into the flats, trying to get some of their playmakers in space. A gain of 6 there on 3rd and 21. And
they're going to take it down. We can go ahead and go to break if you want. They're going to take it down and call a timeout.
So we'll take a timeout with Coach Thompson Memorial back in 60 seconds. 3rd and 21 coming up for the Old Abes against your Chippewa Falls Cardinals on WOGO Sports.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives happier. And you'll be happy when you stop by for breakfast in our Wahlburgers fast casual restaurant. Or grab a flatbread pizza from our Mia Italian. In the mood for Chinese? We have that too in our Hy-Vee High Chai department right next to our sushi counter. So whatever you're in the mood for, you'll leave with a smile on your face when you visit Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate.
And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Third and 21 for Eau Claire Memorial. Coming out of the timeout, Thompson back to pass from the shotgun. Clean pocket, will throw it deep down the middle of the field. It hung up, and it is knocked down and caught. Oh, my goodness. Two Chi-High defenders collide and tip the ball up, and it's caught inside the five-yard line by Eau Claire Memorial.
Yeah, Jackson Google had a chance at an interception there. It bounced off his hands, which is the only thing that kept it alive for Eau Claire Memorial. Very
that would have
lucky
been his
play
eighth.
For Eau Claire Memorial.
Yeah, I believe that was Ezra Lindstrom, the safety, who had made a perfect play, and it went up for it. But as you said, it went right through his hands and into the waiting arms of a Memorial receiver.
Is that number 11 there?
Direct snap off the left side for Eau Claire Memorial. Driving hard toward the goal line and stopped just shy is 44 Jack Connor. 6'1", 200, listed as a running back and linebacker, a senior. Google has six interceptions on the season. That would have been his seventh. Memorial right back to the line. Going Wildcat with Connor. Connor off the right side. He's hit in the backfield. He stood up right at the line of scrimmage. Did he get over? He did. Touchdown Eau Claire Memorial. So that'll be 6-4. Well, I thought that was Connor. Alan, were you able to get a number on the ball carrier there?
I did not see that. There was a big pile, and I didn't see through the bodies to tell who had the football.
So Memorial now giving at least the impression of going for two. So Jack Connor was the one who scored 44. And now Memorial kind of that swinging gate from both sides as they will line up with Connor Anderson, another senior, out of the hold of Albert for the PAT. High snap, good hold. The kick booms to the uprights. And Chi-High's lead cut in half with a minute 27 left. It's 14-7. The old Abes take advantage of the Cardinal turnover. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Eau Claire Memorial life has come back to Carson Park on homecoming night, capitalizing on the Chi-High turnover. Memorial, after a 17-yard loss on first down, gets a very fortuitous bounce on a long pass that could have been picked, plunges it in a couple plays later, and it's 14-7 as Mason Howard picks up the kickoff on a bounce, and Vaughn, at some point, I'm going to get his name right. Mason Howard all the way up to the 40-yard line, picking his way through traffic. And now Chi-High, with a couple timeouts left in the minute 21, we'll see what they want to do here offensively, because Memorial is going to receive the second half kickoff.
Well, I think it's clear here. You get the ball all the way to the 40. You got some momentum here. I don't expect them to come out passing. We have not been that successful in the passing game so far tonight, but I do expect them to get to the line of scrimmage right away and try to take advantage.
So now Howard out, Tester and Dawson Goodman, the wingbacks. Tester in motion left to right. They'll give to Dawson Goodman. Goodman following his blocking inside a crease across the 41-yard line up to the 44. Gain of 4 on first down. That clock is moving. Minute 10 and counting. And Chi-High will have to go a little tempo here, you would think.
It looks like they're not, although coach is shouting them to get in there. Maybe they're going to see what happens on this and possibly a third down if it gets to that.
Double wing, double tight, near hash, second and six from the 44. Tester in motion left to right. They'll give it to Tester. Tester stretching it out right side, turning the corner of the 45-yard line. He's hit and driven back at about the 48. Gain of another four, but now third and short coming up, and a timeout will be taken by Chi High or by Memorial.
Looks like by Chi High because Memorial doesn't know that it's a timeout yet.
So the Cards have taken a timeout. We'll take just a 30-second break here and be back in half a minute. 41 seconds to go in the first half. Chi High, a big third down, leading 14-7. Late going here, second quarter. Back in 30 on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back. Chi High Football and WOGO Sports live from Carson Park. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham. Chi High on third down. Give to Mason Tester, and Tester into the clear at the 40-yard line, spinning out of another tackle down to the 42. The clock will stop with 34 seconds to go from the 46 down to the 42. Gain of 14 for Mason Tester.
37 yard line.
Yep, so clock continues running. Chi High, one timeout left. Double wing, double tight. Mason Von Hayden, the junior, under center. Von Hayden back to pass, rolling out to his right, evades one defender, throws right side, tight catch along the sideline. Is it complete?
He was waving it off, but then he walked up to it. Oh, he walked up to the ball. So incomplete.
With 18 seconds left, Chi High, one timeout left.
Now we're substituting in for the passing formation, so we'll see multiple receivers on this play.
Jackson LeMay and Zeke Johnson out there.
Only takes about 15 yards from here to maybe get into Subi Mason's range, too, so have plenty of options here.
Trips to the left, single receiver to the right, Mason Von Hayden from the gun on second and 10 from the Memorial 37. Rolling out to his left is Von Hayden. The junior throws down the middle of the field, and he's got his man for a first down at the 25-yard line. And now Chi High is going to either take a timeout. LeMay with the catch will either take a timeout or spike it. They will call a timeout. We will take a quick 30-second break. Back in half a minute, 11 seconds to go in the half. Can Chi High punch one more score in before the break? Back in 30 on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. This is Chi High Football.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
11 seconds remaining in the first half in a one-score game here in Eau Claire at Carson Park.
So Johnson,
go ahead.
A couple of options here as Chi High's got the ball at the 26, and you hate the thought of kicking a field goal and getting it blocked, so you certainly want to get as close as you can get. Got the option to take a deep shot here or maybe get a 5 or a 6 yard play, but they're already in Subi Mason's range and they have a timeout.
I thought they just used their last timeout, actually. The scoreboard showing no timeouts. We'll see.
Well, okay, if they have no timeouts, a little different. Then you
trips right, and we have this play blown dead before it can begin.
Timeout, Memorial.
Memorial takes the timeout, so we will take one as well. Still just a 30-second break here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Should be 11 seconds on the clock when we come back. 14-7 Chi High, back in half a minute.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
11 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Chi-High leads 14-7. Running out of time here. They have the ball at the 26-yard line of Eau Claire Memorial, but no timeouts left. And so what would Coach Rakovich elect to do here?
So the plays are limited. If you have no timeouts, you're either going to throw it deep for a quick one or you're going to try to get an out-of-bounds play right away, but you can't get tackled in the middle or it's over.
From the gun, Mason Von Hayden trips right, single receiver left. They're going to throw it out right side. That's Jackson LeMay. LeMay, 20, 15-yard line, skips out of bounds with 5 seconds left at the 11. Get it to your speedster, the sophomore, his 14th catch of the season, and now Chi High will jump back out there, and Subi Mason will get another field goal attempt. This one will be from 28 yards. Out of the hold of Dawson Goodman from the far hash. Good snap, good spot. Subi, the kick carries to the uprights, and it is no good. And that is how the first half will end. A one-score game, and Memorial will get the ball to begin the third. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes as we enter the Hy-V halftime show brought to you by your local Hy-V grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-V Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-V, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. After two quarters, your score stands. Chi High 14, Eau Claire Memorial 7. We are back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Remember having to wait for the internet to connect. Or waiting for that pot of water to finally boil for your mac and cheese. Waiting may teach us patience, but it's not a lot of fun, especially at the pharmacy. But you don't need to wait around for your prescriptions at the medicine shop. At your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee, typical wait times are less than 5 to 10 minutes, or you can choose free same-day local delivery. The Medicine Shop Pharmacy of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Make it go away!
Does your hideous furnace give you the creeps? Upload a photo of your ugly furnace for a chance to win a new Comfort Maker furnace installed by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Discover the comfort with confidence that Comfort Maker heating and cooling products provide. Register at Wirzgala.com. That's WIERSGALLA.com. Wirzgala, we serve to serve again.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Welcome to the Hy-V Halftime Show from Carson Park in Eau Claire. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check in the booth, Alan Dunham trying to keep warm on the sidelines. Owen Krista running the Chi-Hi live video stream. Always pleased to partner our Wogo Audio with CFHS Media or Cardinal TV on YouTube. That's where you can watch and listen to tonight's game. And Dawson Halverson keeping things running smoothly at the WOGO home base in Halley. Thank you so much, Dawson. He's putting in a lot of hours today and this weekend. WOGO on our sister station, WWIB. At the half, it's 14-7. Chi-Hi trying to spoil homecoming here for Eau Claire Memorial, but a huge turn of events before we get into stats and highlights and such. Dave Check, when you look at the end of that second quarter, the interception, great field position for Eau Claire Memorial. They immediately give that field position up on a bad snap to the quarterback, loss of 17 yards. But on third and 21, a play that could have been the seventh interception of the season for Jackson Google gets tipped up in the air and caught inside the five-yard line by a Memorial receiver. They punch it in, and now all of a sudden they're down 7 points and will get the ball to start the second half. And if you're the old Abes, you have to feel like you certainly Lady Luck smiled on you at the end of that half to put you back into a game where you were really dominated.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes Lady Luck is enough, but if you are Chi-Hi and you're talking to him, you're saying, look, you got one play, one lucky play, and it was the difference of, you know, a 21-0 game at halftime here. You look at their passing yardage, half of their passing yardage came on that one play. And again, yeah, Chi-Hi had them dead to rights. You talk about a 17-yard loss on first down, great opportunity to get the ball back and score, and that's what happens. But really impressed with Chi-Hi as they closed out, moved the ball down well to get into field goal position for Subi Mason, who's, you know, really done well on the season, made his PATs. I think we were looking at the stats there. I think he's only missed one on the year. So, you know, we've got a great field goal kicker, and they got him in position to do that. I wanted to give a shout-out. I was trying to figure out the number, and I think we figured out it was probably number 25, Jackson Boland, who's out there. A lot of times you see these teams run these screen passes, and they're really nothing more than just getting a ball out to a running back or a wide receiver. But the key to that is the blocking, and it's always one-on-one blocking. And that time it was Boland out there who really pinned his guy in that allowed, I think that was LeMay, to get that 15-yard catch that really put us in great position. So great job blocking, and sometimes they don't get enough credit for that out there.
And good execution by Chi-Hi there at the end of the half to put themselves in position to go up two scores again. Just couldn't quite get the kick. But, again, we've seen that Subi definitely has that range, and he had the kick from about 34 yards, I believe, in the first half. That was called back because of a penalty on Memorial, and then Chi-Hi instead chooses to go for it on fourth and three. A little bit of a roll of the dice by Coach Rakovich, and it paid off as they scored their first touchdown of the game because of that. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on the Hy-V Halftime Show. We'll have stats and analysis coming up, your halftime highlights as well, kind of an extended halftime break here because of homecoming at Carson Park. And again, the Hy-V Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-V grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-V Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-V, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Back in three, this is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait.
Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store, Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Fantastic performance from the Eau Claire Memorial Marching Band here on their homecoming night. 14-7, Chi-High leads by a score at the break. Memorial will receive the second half kickoff. We'll get to your halftime highlights in a moment and check on other scores throughout the BRC. One we do have for you, Hudson all over Superior at the half, 24-0. As if you're a Chi-High fan, not only do you need to win out, but you're hoping that Hudson and River Falls both drop one more game so the Cards could have a chance at a Big Rivers Conference title. But still work to be done here tonight as that 14-0 advantage for the Cards cut in half. Dave Check, what jumps out to you in terms of the stats here as we have a little early preview of the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap that comes up every postgame?
Well, what jumps out right away is if that ball is intercepted by Jackson Google, the quarterback stats are almost exactly the same. We got Von Hayden on the night is 5-for-8 with 43 yards and one interception. 43 yards is about exactly where their quarterback was at. However, that ball did not get caught by Jackson Google, did not get intercepted, and he winds up 8-for-10 for 79 yards because of that. But the rushing game all over Chi-High is, especially with that 17-yard loss, they wind up with 15 carries for 20 yards and one touchdown. Meanwhile, Chi-High, Von Hayden was, Howard, 6-for-41 and one touchdown. Tester, 5-for-35. Bromeisel, 4-for-19. Von Hayden, 3-for-19. Goodman, 4-for-13 and one touchdown. Very balanced game for the Chi-High rushing game. 27 for 135 yards and two touchdowns as a team, with that being an exactly a 5-yard average. Tester, 1-for-3 receptions. LeMay had 2 receptions for 14 yards, and Bromeisel, 2-for-26 yards. And Bromeisel is just fun to watch out there. When he catches the ball out there, he's just rumbling, stumbling, and if you're a cornerback, you don't want to be in his way.
Absolutely not. And again, he came into this game with 15 yards, I believe, on three carries, and you can see the potential there from that fullback position for Davis Bromeisel, as they've kind of gone by committee at the fullback position throughout the course of this season. But Bromeisel maybe putting the clamps down on having that role even further as we move into the late stages of the season, and then hopefully postseason as well.
Well, he's definitely added a dimension, at least that we haven't seen utilized a whole lot in that passing game, but we've always used that fullback as just kind of a bruiser. You know, early on in the season when we had a different mix of fullbacks where we had, the speed and the power, and it was an interesting mix because the defense had to try to get used to that, and as soon as you get used to the speed, then you're just getting blasted back there, and then as soon as you get used to that, you got the speed, so... You know, Bromeisel adds definitely that power dimension to that. We don't lose that. And as you head into the fourth quarter, that's where you really see that. But we've always said, with this double wing, the best times that Chai High has had running the football is when it's kind of a well-balanced attack. And we certainly have that tonight. All of the, the most carries we have is Howard with six of them, and he's leading with 41 yards. But pretty well-balanced with Bromeisel, Tester, even Goodman getting in there.
Chai High leading 14-7 here at the break. We're back in 3 minutes with your first half highlights here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show on WOGO Sports, our coverage of Chai High football. Back in three on WOGO Radio.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy saves you time, and time is money. But it also saves you gas, and gas costs money. Therefore, the Medicine Shop's free local delivery saves you a lot of money. How much money? Enough to buy your own private jet? Well, no. But maybe enough that you can spring for extra legroom the next time you fly commercial.
This is the life.
Locally owned makes all the difference. Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
A rousing performance of On Wisconsin by a very large Eau Claire Memorial Band here on homecoming night at Carson Park, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. as we finish up the Hy-Vee Halftime Show with some highlights. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store in Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Here's how the first half sounded on WOGO Radio and Cardinal TV.
Put them in bad field position.
So it's a 4th and 3 from the 6-yard line of Memorial. No score. 6.5 minutes to go. First quarter. Double wing, double tight for Chai High. Flip right side. That's Dawson Goodman. Goodman pile drive to the end zone. Is he in? He is. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Dawson Goodman hits pay dirt from 6 yards out on 4th and 3.
So I was prepared to go on record, even if we didn't get that, saying I really appreciate and think that that was a good aggressive play for Chai High to go for it there. But with Dawson Goodman, you just never have to second-guess yourself anyway.
2nd and 4 for the Cards from the 48 of Memorial. Howard in motion left-right. They'll give it to him on the jet sweep. He's going to try to turn the corner at midfield. Evades one tackler. Now he's cutting all the way across the field. Gets a block from his quarterback. Turning the corner at the 45. The 40. It's a foot race now. 35. Cutting back inside at the 20-yard line. Mason Howard, the magician, pulling something out of nothing. 5-2 on the year, 3-2 in the Big Rivers Conference, and still in that conference title chase. Memorial 3-4 in the year, 1-4 in conference, and desperately needing to win their last two games and get a little help to get into the postseason. 2nd and goal from the 3 for Chai High. 2 offset backs, Mason Von Hayden, give to Howard. Howard left side. He'll go untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
So that was a really good block that time by Tester. Not all that impressive. He just kind of stood and got in the way, but he did what he had to do.
To the left.
They like to run behind their left guard.
Thompson from the gun with Albert to his left. An H-back to the right side. Jet sweep motion left to right. Thompson gives to Albert. Albert dancing in the backfield. He's hit right in the line of scrimmage. He's stuffed. Chai High pushes him back. Turnover on downs.
And that time Coach Berger dialed up what he needed to do. Going to be tough to consistently get that 2 or 3 yards against Chai High.
And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports. The team's back out after the extended homecoming halftime. And we are 3 minutes away from quarter number 3 in what looks to be a game that's living up to billing a tough BRC battle. After the first half, Chai High 14, Eau Claire Memorial 7. We're back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports as the second half action begins on WOGO Radio and Cardinal TV.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
That'll do it for this week's Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check in the booth with Owen Krista of CFHS Media on YouTube here at Carson Park in Eau Claire. Alan Dunham hopefully staying warm down there on the sidelines. Chi-High holding on to a one-score lead, 14-7 over the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes, and it is a jacked-up venue here at Carson Park, a full venue for homecoming nights. Great performance by the marching band, and their football team is right back into this, and Chi-High is going to need to try to steal some of this momentum back right away to begin the third.
And I think everyone's jumping around here just to try to keep warm here as it is starting to get to be a rather cold fall night, but we were talking earlier today, the colors are just absolutely gorgeous in Wisconsin.
Just
couldn't
peak.
Think of a better time or better place to live and a better time to live in Wisconsin than right now.
Just driving by the river on the way down. Incredible colors.
Hey, I was fortunate to get some hand warmers from some of the people on the sidelines here because my fingers were becoming pretty numb.
Yeah, I saw you down by that snowbank a little while ago.
Subi Mason has it on the tee. The left-footed senior will be booting right to left to begin the second half here from Carson Park. 12 minutes on the clock. Subi, the number 99 on his white jersey. The signal, right hand in the air, and the run-up, and the left-footed boot as we are underway here in the third quarter. Picked up on a bounce at the 17-yard line, across the 30. Dragged down by an ankle up to the 35. A pretty good return and the tackle that time by Trayson Bovey, the senior defensive back. Give us time to let you know that the Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every weekday from 10 to 3. Job offers right on the spot. Students 17 years or older apply and work for the Chippewa Falls Fleet Farm DC to receive the Fleet Farm 20% discount for your parents as well. Again, weekdays, on the spot, job offers, walk-in interviews 10 to 3 at the Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls. Ryan Thompson throws right side. He's got his big target right at the 40-yard line and just whacked there by Jackson Google and Wesley Tanzer. That was number 88, 6'2", 170, the sophomore, Tay Ferguson. Good size for a sophomore. Gain of 5.
As usual, Eau Claire Memorial just has a slew of wide receivers in that 6'5" range. Walked right off this field and onto the basketball court, I'm sure.
Thompson the give to his tailback, right up the middle. Gain of close to 4 on 2nd and 5. We'll see who gets up after the bottom of that pile.
This is where it gets rough if Eau Claire Memorial is not aggressive here and perhaps uses their passing game. Coach Berger really does a good job of dialing it up on 3rd and 1.
I believe that was Shamar Simmons on the carry that time. 3rd and 1 from their own 44 for Eau Claire Memorial. 14-7 game. Chi-High with the lead. Just over a minute gone by here to start the third quarter. Single receivers left and right. Two men standing behind. Ryan Thompson, the senior, will operate from the gun. Thompson, give to Simmons. Simmons left side tripped up, but he will fall forward for the first down off left end. Shamar Simmons, 6'1", 190. Again, one of these talented sophomores for Coach Thompson. Who moved the chains. 41-yard line, their side of the 50 for Eau Claire Memorial. 1st and 10. 46, excuse me.
Needed 1 yard, got 2.
Twin receivers right. Running backs flanking Ryan Thompson in the shotgun. Thompson gives to Albert. Albert hit in the backfield. He's drug down and flat.
That's number 42 with a solo tackle there as he just held him by his ankles.
That's Reed Post, the 6'1", 230-pound senior defensive lineman.
Great stop for a loss of 2.
It's going in.
On their own 44 now, second and 12. Memorial quickly back to the line. Twin receivers right. Again, two men either side of the quarterback, Thompson in the gun. Give to Albert. Albert hopping over one attempted tackle, but then yanked down by an ankle as he crosses the 45 up to the 48. He'll get the loss of yardage back and two more, but it'll be third and long for Eau Claire Memorial at their 48-yard line.
Excellent job by Colby Solberg there from the defensive end spot, spilling over and covering for the linebacker as he's coming up the hole. Good job. Even though they got some positive yardage, it could have went for more.
Third and eight, Eau Claire Memorial. Extra tight end on the line. From the gun, Thompson back to pass. Thompson rolling out to his left. He throws deep down the right sideline and out of bounds. A great attempt and maybe the catch even made, I'm not sure, by Tay Ferguson, but just no chance even at 6'2" to get a foot in bounds as that one sailed a little bit on the quarterback, Ryan Thompson. So fourth and eight. And Chi-High allows one first down, but now has forced the punt.
Blanket coverage there from Jackson Google on that play.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jackson Google actually got turned around, and when he spun around completely, he was still in position to make that play if it would have been thrown in bounds.
Dawson Goodman standing at the 30, not giving a ton of respect to the Memorial punter here who struggled a bit. See if I jinx that. High kick, fairly short, and Goodman will lose the ball. Oh, my goodness, Goodman muffed the punt, and it's picked up by Memorial at the 27-yard line, and two turnovers now for Chi-High on the night. Well, that is something that you will almost never, ever see. Dawson Goodman muffs the punt in Memorial, first and 10.
No, that's what Memorial is going to need to win this game, and so far they have it. They're still down 7, but they are definitely winning the turnover margin, 2-0. Not something that you expect to see out of anyone, let alone Dawson Goodman.
I was going to give him a compliment for, as you said, not being very deep, but that's a lot of yards that you gain by not letting the ball hit the ground. Good job fielding it. And then for some reason, he looked down and lost concentration and fumbled the football.
Thompson, single receivers left and right now. Jet sweep action from the left. They'll pitch it out left side. That's Simmons. Simmons runs into a wave of Chi-High defenders, but able to bull rush his way forward to the 25 for a gain of 3 on first down. Alberts and Connor will come into the backfield for the Old Abes, as they are certainly content to keep it on the ground if they can get positive yardage. 3-4 yards at a crack, I think, would be just fine with a defensive-minded coach like Rob Scott. Second and 7 from the 25 of Chi-High. Thompson give to Albert. Albert right side. Albert following his blocking. Clary hops on his back, but not before Albert carries the pile down to the 20. Gain of 5, third and short coming up for Eau Claire Memorial. The Old Abes just hung around, and some serendipitous bounces here on their homecoming night. Some Chi-High mistakes. And Eau Claire Memorial within 7. Under 8 to play in the third quarter. Ball right at the 20-yard line. Low snap. Connor will bounce on it. And Wesley Tanzer hops on his back. They went back to that wildcat formation. And Jack Connor, who scored from 1 yard out from that formation, will lose a yard. And now it's 4th and 2. They went heavy on 3rd and 1. But a few issues with some of those snaps. Connor will come out along with Albert.
This ball's sitting on the 22. They got to get to about the 18. So almost a full 4 yards they need, which makes things a lot different here.
A good matchup to watch is number 74, their big left guard, against Jay Sweifelhofer, number 60, the defensive tackle.
Twin receivers right, single receiver slot to the left. With a back to his left, Thompson on 4th and 4 from the 22, back to pass. Thompson now dancing out to his left, throws over the middle, got a man wide open inside the 10-yard line, spun down at the 5. Great job by Ryan Thompson.
That's going to be Regan Hubb with the catch on that play. Solid athlete for Eau Claire Memorial.
6'5", 170, the senior.
As you said, he's wide open there. My guess is that we blitz the linebackers, and when you blitz a linebacker, you don't have anybody dropping back, and it leaves a big gap in front of the safeties and behind the linemen.
4th and 4 becomes 1st and goal from the 5. Connor in there at the Wildcat. Connor hesitates off left guard, noses forward inside the 5 down to the 3. 2nd and goal coming up with 6:30 and counting.
Solberg's on the
Solberg
three.
On the stop for Chi High.
If they do get this score, look for Chi High to need a solid drive and probably look to run the ball every play, I would assume.
Connor from the Wildcat, snagged from behind. He will fall forward inside the one. Third and goal coming up. We'll give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions, a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. Back to the Wildcat with Connor. Connor, direct snap, over the pile, into the end zone. He is in, touchdown for the second time tonight. Jack Connor. And a PAT away from tying it up are the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes, as this crowd is pumped now on homecoming night. 14-0 becomes 14-13 with 5:45 remaining in the third quarter.
Chi High seeing just about the exact opposite of what they saw last week as they came out and got on top tonight, only to see that dwindle, and now we're going to have a game here.
And again, they'll send four players to the left and right, bring them back inside the hashes, and now we'll set up for the more traditional PAT with Connor Anderson.
Kicking into a full moon. Let's see if that pulls this ball to the left a little.
Snap to Albert. Kick to the uprights, and it is good with flags flying on the play.
That was a very late flag that might be roughing the kicker. And the ref is signaling, the one that threw the flag is signaling it's good. So we might wind up with a 15-yard penalty.
I think they said running into the kicker.
That would be five on the kickoff then.
So with 5:44 to go, we'll step out for 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports, tied at 14.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives easier. And that's why, when you shop at Hy-Vee, you won't need to compare prices at other stores, because we've done the comparing for you. Just look for the yellow compare and save signs when you shop the aisles to see how low our prices are on all of your favorite grocery items, from fresh produce and meat to dairy and frozen foods. Your wallet will thank you when you shop at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Chi High Football and WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV 14 unanswered for Eau Claire Memorial. And we are tied at 14, just past the halfway point of quarter number three here at Carson Park. The run-up and the boot line drive fielded by Mason Howard at the 7-yard line across the 10, 15, 20. Howard now splitting it outside the hashes, trying to turn the corner. He will at the 25 to the 30 and escorted out of bounds. And a late hit as flags fly high into the air beneath the lights here at Carson Park, and that should tack on 15.
So that's going to be great field position for Chi, bringing it out to 50. You know, sometimes field position in and of itself is enough to quiet the crowd, and it certainly worked here. Hate to see this crowd, which, as you said, is pretty much packed, get into this game. And that really did quiet them down. So let's see if the offense can use this to their advantage and go the other 50.
Chi High has turned the ball over twice. And 14 points off of those two turnovers for Eau Claire Memorial. The interception and then the muffed punt.
Well, and you might as well count the missed interception that we had that winds up then bouncing into their players. That pretty much was a turnover for Chi High as well, happening on the third down and about 25 yards to go.
So 5:36 to go in the third quarter. Chi High will start first and 10 at their own 47. Golden opportunity to get back out in front this game. Flip right side, Mason Tester. Tester picking his way out right side. Tester finds a crease across the 45-yard line and down to the 44. On first down, a gain of 9 for Mason Tester.
First play for Chi High of this half after 13 plays for Eau Claire Memorial.
And that's their second 13-play drive. I don't believe they scored on their first 13-play drive.
Actually, those 13 were mixed up in between the turnover by Chi High.
Second and one. Mason Howard, left side. They try to catch Howard from behind. He will plunge forward for a first down. Gain two on second and one.
But yeah, I mean, it pretty much was a 13-play drive for them when you look at the end result, is we didn't get to touch the ball there.
Mason Von Hayden trots back into the huddle. On the far hash, first and 10 from the 42. In Memorial territory for Chi High. They'll go double wing, double tight. Tester in motion, give to the fullback. There's Bromeisel. Bromeisel lowers the shoulders inside the 40-yard line. Excuse me, that's Nathan Drevis. Drevis out there at fullback, and Drevis down to the 39. Gain of three. So now we're seeing some of that fullback rotation.
Offensive line did a really nice job blocking for him there. And a shout out to Coach Solberg, doing a great job coaching up this group.
Second and seven, Chi High from the 38 of Memorial. 14 apiece for 18 and counting in the third quarter. Double wing, double tight for the junior. Mason Von Hayden gives to Mason Tester. Tester spins over his own blockers. He's dropped at the 41-yard line. The 36, gain of two.
Got an extra yard there by being spun over the back of another player.
So this will be a crucial third down, to understate it. A third and four for Chi High from the 36 of Memorial. 14 unanswered points for the old Aves off the Chi High turnovers. 3:40 to go in the third. Tester in motion left to right. They'll give on the opposite side. That's Mason Howard. Howard picks his way through traffic. He has a first down inside the 30-yard line and was looking for more.
Howard actually ran into his own man there, which was a lucky break for Eau Claire Memorial, or that one would have went all the way.
I absolutely agree. I was about to, or was expecting rather, to see Mason Howard sneak through the other side of that pile, but
offensive linemen are hard to sneak through.
From the 29 of Memorial, Chi High, first and 10. Twin tight ends, double wing. Tester in motion, give to the fullback off the left side. That's Bromeisel back in there, and Bromeisel runs into his own lineman, and he just pushes everybody forward.
That was the oddest play I've ever seen, because Bromeisel had his left hand out. It looked like he was a blocker pushing people forward. Well, actually, I think he might have been. Was that number nine that got up from the bottom of that pile, or was that Bromeisel that carried it?
It was Bromeisel that carried it from the fullback position.
He looked like he was blocking. He was pushing people out of the way as he was running.
Gain of eight, knocking on the door of the Johnson roll-off red zone from the 21-yard line. Dawson Goodman out there now. Delayed give to Dawson. Goodman spins down to the 19. No, they'll call it the 20-yard line where the knee went down. So third and short for Chi High. Ball will switch hashes over to the near hash now, 2:20. With the clock still ticking here at Carson Park in Eau Claire. 14 apiece, Chi High, a third and one.
What it looks like to me is that Chi High is trying to take advantage of the aggressiveness of Memorial defense, and so they're starting to run the counter back against the grain.
Goodman left wing back, Howard right wing back. Mason Von Hayden under center on third and one. Howard in motion. Give to Dawson Goodman. Goodman skips by one tackle. He should have the first down before being stormed back by that wave of purple. Goodman down to the 19. And that will move the sticks. Got the job done. And Dawson Goodman, the senior. Pretty good pursuit there by Memorial on the edge, as both Goodman and Howard have had some opportunities here to maybe break one.
Chi High's been down here before. This time they need to capitalize. This is a big drive. All of these drives are taking chunks of timeout.
First and 10 from the 19. To Dawson Goodman. Goodman off right guard. Lowers the pads down to the 17. Gain of a couple. Cards again are in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Brought to you by Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service. Making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. Johnson Roll-Off Service.
In these Chi High, the double wing, double tight, the defensive end for Memorial is able to track down the running back when we do those little toss.
Ball on the far hash. Goodman in motion left to right. Give to Howard on the opposite side. Howard sneaks through a hole. jitterbugs down to the 10-yard line for a gain of 6. Another third and short coming up for Chi High.
That's a great play. Again, you're talking about the counter, and you're talking about going the opposite direction of where they think Goodman's going to go. You can tell that they're stacking up to stop Goodman. Ball down to the 10 on a nice 6-yard run.
Third and one, 40 seconds with the clock ticking here in the third quarter. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden will keep it himself, and he'll just lunge forward inside the 5-yard line. Mason Von Hayden, they are getting a great push from the center and guards on those quarterback sneaks.
Yeah, Von Hayden for 6 yards on a play that's expected to get one or two, but the push, like you said, just great push up the middle.
First and goal, and it looks like Chi High will be content to take this one to the end of the third quarter. And so as we enter the final frame here in Eau Claire at Carson Park, your score, Chi High 14, Eau Claire Memorial 14. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Make it go away!
Does your hideous furnace give you the creeps? Upload a photo of your ugly furnace for a chance to win a new Comfort Maker furnace installed by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Discover the comfort with confidence that Comfort Maker heating and cooling products provide. Register at Wirzgala.com. That's WIERSGALLA.com. Wirzgala, we serve to serve again.
To everyone who appreciates a little Midwest nice, let our team member Jacob share how he brightens your day at Culver's.
Going the extra mile to put a smile on your face? It's what we love to do. So when I serve you a chicken sandwich made with the juiciest whole white meat chicken, I know it'll light up your day. Our spicy crispy chicken sandwich, it's seasoned to bring just the right amount of heat to every bite.
Let us make you a meal that makes your day.
From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Alley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. 12 minutes on the clock in a tie game. 14-14. Chi High with a first and goal coming out of this timeout between the quarters. First and goal from the 4-yard line.
Possibility of making this the longest drive in terms of plays, as this is the 12th play for Chi High. Hopefully they don't see the 13th play.
Dawson Goodman, the left wing back. Mason Howard, right wing back. Davis Bromeisel at the fullback. Mason Von Hayden, the junior under center. Ball at the near hash for Chi High as we've switched ends. Von Hayden sends Howard in motion. Von Hayden keeps himself off right guard. He's got a great push. He's into the end zone.
Delayed reaction.
Waiting for the signal. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Wow. You know, sometimes I think those refs are just trying to ruin your highlights there.
I'll fix it in post later on.
I don't know what they're waiting on. You saw it.
What a great push.
And I know you to be the most unbiased person I know.
Of course. Of course.
I want to give a shout out to Graydon Thatcher, number 73. Tremendous lead block.
Great way to start the fourth quarter. PAT is straight through. It's 21-14 Chi High. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Chi High starts the fourth, capping off their longest drive of the night in terms of plays with a Mason Von Hayden keeper from 4 yards out, 21-14. After 14 unanswered by Memorial, Chi High retakes the lead. Little boot picked up by the up back at the 28-yard line, across the 35-yard line, and spilled near the 38. Return on that play for Eau Claire Memorial, and I believe that was number 22 who returned it. That would be Benji Roberts, 5'10", 150, a senior.
So these drives have really just eaten away the clock at this game. I wouldn't be surprised if Eau Claire and Chippewa only had one more drive each to end this game the way things have been going.
We'll see how the Old Abes respond. It was 14-0 Chi High, 14 unanswered for Memorial. Now they'll have good starting field position, trailing 21-14 to your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Thompson will give to Simmons. Simmons picks up about three to the 41 as he went straight up the middle.
While we were at the halftime, did you ever get any of those other scores from around the Big Rivers?
All I found so far was that Hudson was up 24-0.
Since you got a program, I was wondering.
On Superior at the half.
And that Superior game, which is, you know, it's always tough at Superior, but that's not the game that we expected Hudson to struggle. Hudson's still got to play New Richmond, I believe.
Second and seven, Memorial. Thompson from the gun. Thompson get right side. That Simmons. Chi High strings him out. Simmons will get what he can and fights his way across the 40-yard line. Up to the 42, maybe the 43.
Yeah, that could have been a loss of about 2 yards, but he just kind of squirted through at the last second, stretched his body out, and got maybe two or three out of it.
Then you can hear, Alan, certainly a lot more energy on that Chi High sideline.
Definitely, the energy level is high. Everybody's into it. This is a great, great game right here.
Third and five, Memorial from their own 41, 21-14 Chi High. Minute and a half. Almost gone by here, fourth quarter. Thompson switching up a couple of his receivers. Twins left, single receiver right. Back to pass, clean pocket, throwing out left side to Connor. Across the 35, 45, up to midfield for a first down. Jack Connor, who scored both touchdowns for Eau Claire Memorial. The big fella, number 44, at 6'1", 200. Wide open in the flat that time.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a miscommunication, but there wasn't a defender within 10 yards of him. Luckily, we closed on him just to stop him just inside of our side of the half here at the 49.
Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. More in a moment as Thompson with backs flanking him left and right, twins to the right, first and 10 from the 49. Give off the left side. There's a big hole inside the 45-yard line to the 40 and all the way down to the 38 for another Memorial first down. That time, Albert carried the ball. Again, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine getting you back in the game. Find them in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And coming soon to Rice Lake, visit cvosm.com/WOGO. That's cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Couple first downs in a row for Eau Claire Memorial. First and 10 from the Chi High 38. Twin receivers left. Single receiver slot to the right. Single back, Albert. Pistol formation, Thompson, clean pocket, throws over the middle, pass tipped through the hands, actually maybe just dropped there by Julius Clark.
Give a little bit of credit to 26, who laid the hit on him, possibly impacted it a little bit, although the hit may have came after the ball had already went
through his hands. Bovey out there. So second and 10 with 9:17 in the game, in regulation, I suppose we have to say, considering that 2018 game here at Carson Park. Trips to the right, nobody to the left. Thompson from the shotgun. Single back to his right. Thompson fakes the give. Heavy pressure. Thompson stepping away. Throws it deep into the right flat, and it falls into the Chi High side. Clark was the closest player. They are now a third and 10 from the 38, and you'd certainly figure two downs to get 10 yards for Coach Rob Thompson.
That was remarkably close to a completion, throwing across the field, considering the hit that the quarterback took there. He really stood in and got pounded by a couple of Chi High players clean as he just released it.
Connor, be the tip of the spear And that trips formation to the right. Thompson rolling out to his right, looking right. Heavy pressure, evades, throws high.
That's going to be a flag.
And
that's
incomplete.
No flag over there?
Wow.
No flags.
Wow.
Clean coverage by Chai High. The official said, did you see something different, Dave?
Well, I thought that the Eau Claire Memorial player got hit about a second before that ball got there. I don't know if Allen, you've got a lot closer view there.
I'm a former defensive back, so I don't see those things the same way as offensive players.
Yeah, you're biased.
Shamar Simmons will come back into this game as Julius Clark did come off a little bit gingerly here. Fourth and 10, Eau Claire Memorial. 9:03 to go in the game, 21-14 Chi High. Memorial will send Connor, who's been an impact player, slot to the left. Twins left, single receiver wide to the right. Ryan Thompson from the shotgun. Thompson back to pass, clean pocket, pumps. Now he's flushed out to his right. Thompson still being chased. He's hit. He's taken down. He's sacked. Nathan Drevis.
Looks like he's holding his head, too. I think he took a shot to the head right in the end. Clean hit as he's going to the ground. This is not the NFL.
So on fourth and 10, Chi High pushes the Old Abes back 10 yards. And now they'll get Golden starting field position at their own 48 with 8:57 to go in the game, leading 21-14.
Similar to the first half, you know, with that loss of 10 there, it's going to make their rushing yards probably back down to a total of about 20 for this half as well.
Double wing formation for Chi High from their own 48-yard line. Tester in motion, give to Howard. Howard dancing across traffic, and he will back his way across midfield. And gain of three, they'll call it, to the 49 of Eau Claire Memorial. Another foray into Old Abe's territory here for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, trying to absolutely cement a spot in the playoffs.
That was a great stop by the Chi High defense. Memorial was rolling. They were mixing it left, right, pass, run. And then all of a sudden, they ran into to a wall of Chi High. And now Chi High getting the ball back with 8.5 minutes left in the game.
Second and 7, the Cards. Give to Mason Tester. Tester upended at the 46-yard line. A gain of 3, so a 3rd and 4 coming up for Chippewa Falls.
Back to that defensive stand that you talked about. Yes, it was a great stand, but it was also done really with those three incomplete passes with great pressure put on. I don't know if Coach Berger sent some linebackers in to blitz on that one, but that quarterback was under pressure three straight times.
Mason Tester has been so close to breaking one in this game. We'll see if he gets another opportunity before the end. Give to Mason Howard. He's strung out left side, trying to turn the corner, taps the brakes, lowers the pads across the 45 down to the 44 in decision time.
It is decision time.
A 4th and 1 from the 44 of Eau Claire Memorial.
Looks like maybe a 4th and 2, and is that enough?
Yeah,
fourth
it is
and
about
one
4th and 2.
Well, no, we got a penalty called, I think. No.
Well, it looked like one official was saying
there's not even
penalty.
A question.
All right, so
there's
4th and 2, Chi High. 4th and 2. Maybe a short two, but a 4th and 2 it is from the 44 Memorial. 7:07 to go. Double wing, double tight. On 4th down, Von Hayden. Crisscross give, and there is Tester, and Tester to the 40-yard line for a 1st down.
You know, I'll say it right now because we talked about it last week. You got to play to win. Coach Rakovich is playing to win. 4th and 2 on the 42-yard line, goes for it. Now let's see if we get the reward, and this drive we can just take down to the end.
Yeah, he got out to the edge, Tester did, and then he tried to get a little cute and get around the defender, and I was worried that he was going to get tackled falling backwards, but he was able to lean forward and stretch out for the 1st down.
Tester, Bromeisel, and Howard, the three backs in this double wing formation. Von Hayden, the junior under center. Von Hayden gives to Bromeisel. Bromeisel leaps over his offensive lineman at the line of scrimmage inside the 45-yard line and gallops down to the 33, a gain of 7. Man, you love seeing the fullback, the Thunder and Lightning, and the Thunder there right up the gut.
That is a great call right there. You are exactly right. Continue to soften him up with 6 minutes left in this game. Mixing it up well. Bromeisel's 2nd carry of this half. Give him 6 on that one. Actually, give him 7.
A lot of hands on the hips for Memorial defenders. Chi High really wearing them down.
Bromeisel now offset, kind of an H-back Two wing backs, second and three from the 34. Howard in motion left to right. They'll give it to Bromeisel. Bromeisel cutting off the A-gap right side, and he is spun over the top of a Memorial defender down to the 31. That is very close to a first down. Looks to be just a bit shy.
Yeah, Alan, you are exactly right about that counter look that we're getting almost every single time. Eau Claire Memorial really thinks that they've got this double wing pegged, where they can line up, where they can slash those gaps. And then the minute they got that figured out, you just counter it right back on them.
From the 31-yard line, third and one for Chi High. 5:15 and counting, 21-14 the Cards. Double wing, double tight. Mason Von Hayden calls his own number, bowls forward. Man, I don't know how many times I can say it, guys, but that push, especially off right guard, is just fantastic.
And give credit to Von Hayden as well. He's got a great push, but also he's got great vision there to be able to find that gap. A lot of times if you don't have the vision and you're running into the wrong gap, he makes it look a lot easier than it is, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, against New Richmond, who's getting a lot of carries, that was more of a read option. This time it's just taking the direct snap and running ahead to where he thinks he can best find a soft spot.
First and 10 from the 27 for Chi High. Mason Howard getting a block from Mason Von Hayden. Cuts inside, finds a crease to the 20 to the 15-yard line. Another first down on the gain of 12 by Mason Howard. And the clock will stop, but only temporarily at 4:33 as Chi High now once again in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. And I love when I get to do that read multiple times a game. It means the Cardinal offense is rolling. First and 10 from the 15. Ball in the far hash. Twin tight ends. Double wing formation. Von Hayden going to keep it himself. Dances off left guard this time and will shoot down to about the 12 for a gain of 3.
You know, and you called it on that last play. Excellent block by Von Hayden to kind of spring that one. You love seeing that when your quarterback's going to lay that block out there.
Second and 7 from the 12-yard line for Chi High. Von Hayden, again, can take his time trotting back to the huddle. Chi High trying to open up a 2-score lead with well under 4 minutes to go in this game at Carson Park against Eau Claire Memorial. Von Hayden gives to Howard. Howard dances, jitterbugs. He's loose in the middle of the field. Gets a first down to the 5-yard line. Again, Mason Von Hayden to Mason Howard, and Howard just looks almost like he's skating across the field at times.
I'm really enjoying watching from this angle down here, but number 60, Jay Zweifelhofer, the number, the left guard, driving the linebacker 7 yards deep, almost into the end zone, giving a nice lane for Howard to run through.
You got to figure this would be the Bromeisel or Von Hayden show right here, the way things have been going.
First and goal from the 5. Flip right side. That's Tester. Tester trying to turn the corner. He will not, as he is hit.
Well, Claire Memorial's got to decide when they're going to use their 3 timeouts, if they're going to use them, because we're down to 2 minutes and 49 seconds if they do stop them here.
It's a loss of 1, so second and goal from the 6. A longer run for Mason Von Hayden as we change hashes.
Again, if they do stop them, if they don't use their timeouts here, there's not going to be any time left. So I'm actually surprised on second down we didn't see a timeout there.
Tester, left wing back. Howard, right wing back. Bromeisel, the fullback. Von Hayden under center, second and goal from the 6. Von Hayden gives left side. That's Howard. Howard trying to turn the corner. Race to the pylon. Dives in. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls for the second time tonight. Mason Von Howard. Mason Howard from Mason Von Hayden finds the end zone.
Hey, I'm not taking credit for that one. You screwed your own highlight up there.
I screwed my own highlight up. I'm going to fix that one again later, too.
6-yard touchdown for Howard. Excellent for Chi High. 2 minutes and 11 seconds left. Perfect drive. I'll count them up, but I think we might have seen another 11-play drive.
27-14 with 2:11 to play. PAT again will be whistled. Dead before.
That's 3 for 3 with Subi. They're getting a free icing on him, I think. I don't know who they're calling it a memorial again, but this doesn't seem to cost them.
So Dawson Goodman.
You think back at Stilson High School that Mason Howard ever got tagged in a game of football or tag, anything like that?
Yeah, I'm not sure they even tagged him there. It's he caught the pylon easy.
Snap, spot, boot, splits the uprights. 28-14 Chi High. 14 unanswered points for the Cards. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports as some of the Memorial fans starting to head for the exits.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! Hut. One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Welcome back to Carson Park in Eau Claire. Chi High with a 28-14 advantage over the home team, the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes, 2-11. Remaining in this fourth quarter is Subi Mason, the junior, has it on the tee at the 40-yard line. Subi, the run up the left-footed boot, he's going to drive this one all the way back to the 9-yard line. Straight ahead between the hashes, 15-20-25, before Jackson Gould drags the returner down from behind at the 29. And something maybe interesting to mention about that last drive, not just putting the 7 on the board, Dave, but chewing up so much clock that Memorial now will be hard-pressed to get down the field quickly enough, knock on wood, to be able to tie this game in regulation.
Well, that's exactly right. And, again, that's why I'm surprised Coach didn't call a timeout there to at least save another 30 seconds, as that could wind up being huge. A 12-play drive, but basically the two straight 12-play drives is what did it and ate up almost the entire second half after Memorial scored their 14 points.
Memorial four wide, split evenly left and right. Thompson flushed out to his right, long pass, high snatch, right at the 39-yard line to the 40, then a big hit, and now a collaboration with several Cardinal tacklers at about the 41, but a gain of 12 on first down. We'll stop the clock at a minute 55.
You'll live with that all day. Short throws, run up, rally up to it. But this is Jackson Google time.
Thompson back to pass, throws right side, got a man at the sideline, steps out of bounds, 2 yards shy of the stick. Give yourself a cost of living increase. We're telling you this for the final time here tonight. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule. Amazing benefits and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers, berryglobal.com/careers. From Memorial, Twins left and right, second and three from the 48-yard line, their side of the 50. Thompson back to pass, flushed out to his right, throws right, got a man skipping toward the sideline. Chi High's waving incomplete. We'll see if the officials agree, and they will.
Interesting position where that ball was. I didn't see a ref in that area. Nobody was within 15 yards, but guess they didn't have to be as they waved it off.
Third and three with four wide. Quick snap from the shotgun to Thompson. Thompson got a man over the middle. Dawson Goodman plants him on the ground. The ball jarred loose.
And that's an incomplete pass that was caused 100% by Dawson Goodman. That receiver had that first down dead to rights, and Dawson Goodman just broke him in half.
That was Gavin Gerber.
Those are the kind of plays you can just hear with Alan Dunham down there with the microphone by the players. Those are the kind of plays that they love even more than touchdowns and anything else.
Minute 36 left. Fourth and three, Eau Claire Memorial. Last gasp here from their own 48. Thompson back to pass, throws over the middle. He's got a man. That's Albert across the 45-yard line for a first down. And Memorial will have to hurry again. They move the chains with 90 seconds left. Four wide left and right from the gun. Thompson back to pass. Thompson dancing, looking right side. High pass. Did the toe get down? Yes, it did at the 40-yard line. I believe that was Julius Clark with the catch. Minute 24 to go. 28-14 Chi High, second and six Memorial. from the 40-yard line of the Cars.
You got to stay disciplined here as a defensive back, not to jump up on short stuff. Really be disciplined. Make sure nothing gets over the top of you.
Four wide, twins left and right. Single back to the left of Ryan Thompson, the senior. From the gun, takes the waist-high snap. Thompson rolling out to his right. Flush, looks right side, throws it into the Chi-High bench. Nothing there. Third and six, minute 19 left. Coming up, the Post Glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Alan will talk live on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich. Hopefully talking about a playoff berth absolutely secured. Chi-High can hold on to this 14-point advantage for the final minute 19. Thompson again with four wide. Takes the snap, throws left side, high catch. Dawson Goodman wrestles him to the ground at the 32. That is enough for a first down. So only 5 seconds go off the clock, but the chains will move. The officials moving quickly as well to spot this ball. Thompson again, waist-high snap. Thompson dancing, rolling out to his right. Looks like he may tuck and keep. Now still looking downfield, and he will tuck it across the 40-yard line to the 25, and out of bounds, close to a first down.
So that's the second time that 0 seconds ticked off the clock after they got a first down and Eau Claire Memorial snapped it. And what's happening is it's not necessarily the clock keeper up here. It's the refs down there that are allowing Eau Claire Memorial to snap the ball before the chains are even set.
That'll be a gain of 8 for Thompson on the scramble. Second and 2 from the 24. Minute 4 left. Thompson back to pass. Thompson now dancing. Flush out to his right. Looked like a hold. Right side. Got a man. Puts the foot down inside the 15-yard line at the 12. Good catch. Far side of the field for Memorial.
We'll see if once again, as we sit here with 56 seconds on the clock, if they snap the ball before a second even ticks off.
Reset the chains. Clock is stopped right now at 56 seconds. Memorial has moved quickly down the field. They trail 28-14.
Never mind. The ball's out of bounds there. Clock stops on that.
Four wide. The Chi-High defense shut the door. Thompson back to pass. He's got a very clean pocket. Floats it deep down the left side. Tipped and knocked down.
It's number 6 on the tip back there.
I believe that's Carter Bovey. It is.
Making another play.
Dawson Goodman also in the area. So now Memorial with plenty of time for this play. Second and 10 from the 11-yard line. 50 seconds remaining. Homecoming night. Again, not a big portion, but a few sections of fans did head to the exits. Memorial trying to get back into this one with Thompson. Thompson stepping up in the pocket. Now he's rolling out to his left. Thompson still looking for the end zone. Now he will tuck it and be rolled down. Thomas Clary, heavy pressure. A number of other Chi-High defenders in, and Coach Thompson's going to take a timeout with 41 seconds to play. We'll take a quick 30-second break. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
Chi-High football on WOGO Sports, live from Carson Park in Eau Claire. Thank you to Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO studios in Halley, and Owen Krista, who's here to our left running the Chi-High live stream. Don't forget to subscribe CFHS Media for Cardinal TV on YouTube. Third and long from the 9-yard line. Eau Claire Memorial hoping they can punch one in and get an onside kick coming out of the timeout. Four wide ball on the near hash. Ryan Thompson from the gun takes the snap, looking right the whole way. He's got a man wide open at the 5-yard line, but he has stood up and dropped right there. May have given him the 4, but that's going to cost Memorial another timeout with 35 seconds to play and fourth down coming up. Timeout taken by Memorial. Once again, we will take a 30-second break. Chi-High football on WOGO Sports. Cards trying to win here at Memorial.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Careers.
35 seconds on the clock here at Carson Park. Chi-High leads 28-14. Eau Claire Memorial has the ball at the 4-yard line of Chippewa Falls on a 4th and 3. They have one timeout remaining as well after the great stop inbounds by the Cards.
I love Dawson's communication.
Comes down to this for the Old Abes. Ball at the far hash. Four wide, twin receivers left and right. With the tailback to his right from the shotgun, Ryan Thompson, the senior. Thompson takes the snap. He's got a clean pocket. Now he's flushed out to his right. Thompson turning, throws into the end zone. Got a man, back line, touchdown. Flags did fly on the play before the throw.
That would have been on us, I believe. I think I saw our defensive back possibly tackle or push the Eau Claire Memorial guy out of bounds.
Yeah, right in front of me here. So that's going to be a declined and touchdown Memorial.
A lot of
I don't know why
the Old Abes.
You're right about half the fans leaving, and granted, you have a very slim chance, but this is the most exciting part of the game, whether your team's down 14 or not. You know, this is your one chance to see them, you know, pass the ball, have some excitement here.
Big onside kick would be coming up very soon. Not sure who caught that back line of the end zone.
Chi-High Hands team is going to have to.
Tay Ferguson.
Going to have to get out there and get warmed up. This is going to be a huge one. Eau Claire Memorial with no timeouts. If they do get an onside kick, they're still going to have to go the length of the field, which is, you know, not, I think they'll probably wind up having to go about 60 yards.
Again, Memorial's had the same formation with every PAT so far. Connor, I believe, is the long snapper.
I would be surprised if they went for two here. They're not going to, but, you know, realistically, the analytics say go for two here. And really, I could mathematically prove it to you. There's no question about it. But you're never going to see a team go for two in this situation, even though they should.
So it's 28-20, Chi-High pending the PAT. Four players standing just inside the numbers on either side of the hashes for Eau Claire Memorial. Again, looking sort of like a wildcat formation, and then they will back it into the more traditional snap, spot, and hold for Connor Anderson. Anderson, the senior. High snap, and it's a bad snap, and Albert hit in the backfield, gets away from one defender, now rolling out to his right. Albert throws a desperation heave into the end zone. It is intercepted back there, no incomplete. Either way, Carter Bovey in the right place at the right time, and it's now an 8-point game with 29 seconds remaining. Back in 60 on WOGO Sports.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
Final 29 seconds of this game. Chi-High leading 28-20 over Eau Claire Memorial, and of course the Hands team out there. Only one timeout left for Coach Rob Scott and the Old Abes, so this will be coming off the foot of Connor Anderson, the senior, who didn't even get an attempt at that PAT a moment ago. Anderson with the ball on the far hash. Right hand in the air. Anderson, a dribbler, high pop up.
Number one, and that is Mason Howard. That's why you got your hands team out there, and that'll do it. Chai is going to sit out.
And a great performance here by Chai High. Scored the first 14 points of the game here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. They gave up 14 unanswered thanks to some untimely turnovers. But then 14 more ripped off before a late gasp touchdown on a nice drive by Memorial. And now the Cards will kneel it out. And Chai High will get their sixth win of the season, trying to go back-to-back 7-2 campaigns in the regular season. As the clock ticks down to 10 seconds to go, a tough-minded bunch from Eau Claire Memorial coach Rob Scott. But as we hit triple zeros here at Carson Park, Chai High spoils the Old Apes homecoming. Your final score, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 28, the Eau Claire Memorial Old Apes 20. We're going to step out and be back after this on the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Chai High on the year now 6-2 and 4-2 in the Big Rivers Conference as they cement their place in the postseason for the second consecutive season. Memorial now out of the playoff chase. They are 3-5 on the year and 1-5 in their BRC. Back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports, the post-class post-game show coming up. Chai High victorious once again on Friday nights. Back 3.5.
To everyone who appreciates a little Midwest nice, let our team member Jacob share how he brightens your day at Culver's.
Going the extra mile to put a smile on your face? It's what we love to do. So when I serve you a chicken sandwich made with the juiciest whole white meat chicken, I know it'll light up your day. Our spicy crispy chicken sandwich, it's seasoned to bring just the right amount of heat to every bite.
Let us make you a meal that makes your day.
From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! Hut! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression
for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
Chi High, 6-2 on the season, winning 28-20 here on the road.
Got it.
At Carson Park against Eau Claire Memorial. We'll go down to the field shortly with Alan Dunham and head coach Chuck Rakovich. This is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass, Amir, and Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Chi High, again, their best start of the season, 14 points in the first quarter. A few mistakes, but the Cards able to fight back in this one, and a great response, especially in the second half, to win this one 28-20. Coming up, we'll have your Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap as well. First, interested to hear what head coach Chuck Rakovich has to say. They knew this one would be a dogfight, Dave. They knew it would be tough, and maybe they made it a little more difficult than they needed to on themselves, but bottom line, you get a conference win, you get a road win, and now you're in the playoffs and hoping to get a win against Superior for your homecoming next Friday night, and then let the chips fall where they may in terms of the other top teams in the conference and what might happen.
A couple of interesting things about that. One is having the homecoming game be the last game of the season. I don't know that that happens very often with the possibility of snow this late on your homecoming. It could be a little bit cold then. But, we knew every game in the Big Rivers Conference is going to be tough. We talked about that at the beginning of the year, particularly when we knew how the non-conference shaped up and how the Big Rivers was really doing a good job stacking up against, some of the Valley teams stacking up against the over by how we did in particular against Holman, against how some other teams did. So we thought the Big Rivers was pretty strong. And one of the things that we were even more surprised about was the fact that, there's not a team you can look past. Superior, particularly at Superior, Eau Claire North this year beating Menominee, it just makes it even harder to win in the Big Rivers Conference. And so we talk about how, oftentimes teams can really only focus on two or three games that they really have to be up for. And the rest of them are just teams that you have to get the job done. You got to be focused, but you can't go put the effort up, to put it this way, that we put up against River Falls every single game. It's just hard to get your kids up to do that. So they came out and they did what they needed to do today. They got up. I think they got a little bit complacent. Give credit to Eau Claire Memorial. They took advantage of a lot of bad hops on the balls for Chi High. But to a certain extent, they got the job done making things difficult for Chi High.
And a lot of times, road wins are some of the toughest to come by, and certainly things didn't go Chi High's way in a lot of those bounces, as you mentioned here. I mean, how often do you see a tipped pass go right into the arms of the opposing team? Well, I guess that's happened more than once for Chi High this year when you look back at the Hudson game. But an interception, a muffed punt from Dawson Goodman, who I don't know how many times that's happened to Dawson in his football career, but as many times as he handles the ball, it's very rare that he would ever put it on the ground. It just so happened to happen in this game here tonight. But overall, for Chi High to battle against that adversity and still come out here with an 8-point win, you got to feel pretty good about your football team moving into the final week of the regular season.
Yeah, if those things are going to happen, I think we certainly got lucky getting them out of the way here. I think, Coach Berger is probably going to look back on this and talk to his defense mostly about that last 2-minute drive. you know, Memorial did run a pretty efficient drive in that last 2 minutes, and that's probably the only thing that Coach Berger has to be worried about. You know, the rest of it, it's just a couple of bad bounces that happened. But other than that, the defense played a pretty solid game tonight.
Overall, yes, the defense fantastic as Coach Rakovich making his way over to our Alan Dunham, our intrepid sideline reporter, trying to stay warm here in the field at Carson Park. Let's go down to Alan here on the post-glass post-gap.
Congratulations, Coach. Great win, great team win. The kids had two really difficult games the last 2 weeks. Then you come down here to a team that maybe has a lower record but still very competitive. Is there any temptation to overlook a team like this? I know you don't as a coach, but just these kids being kids.
Well, we worked hard on that aspect of it all week, and but, you know, you said it, kids are kids, and Memorial's a good team. You know, they showed it. They went right down and, you know, put one in right at the end there. And, you know, it was a game that I felt we played okay, but not great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always tough to overcome the turnover battle, 2-0, whatever, and then you had the ball down here that was almost intercepted, but it went their way. Yeah. How'd you guys overcome that, or what did you see in the kids? They were able to overcome those turnovers.
You know, there's nothing that you can say in a situation like that. They just got to come out and play. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, you know, in that case right there, the tip ball went through the DB's hands, and the Memorial kid was right there. I've seen that two other times this year happen to us. It seems like, you know, I told Mr. Holmes at halftime, I said, I'm going to have nightmares of tipped balls the rest of my life, I think. But there's nothing that the kids could have done different. Maybe, you know, maybe knock a pass down or catch it. But there's nothing to correct there.
Yeah. Thought there was a real key point in the third quarter. It gets to be 14-14. You guys get the ball for actually the first time then, you know, because of the fumbled punt before that. So the first time you guys have a series, march it right down and score a touchdown. Really seemed to assert yourself there. I mean, what did you see, or what were you proud of the boys on that time like that?
I thought the offense did a great job. The offensive line in particular did a good job tonight with what Memorial was trying to do, and we figured out what they were doing, and we counterattacked it, and it seemed to work pretty well.
Yeah, as far as you would say, the team is healthy. They seem rested. Anything different you guys are doing at practice as you get down towards the playoffs now?
Well, we backed off a lot on contact. I think the WIA allows us at this stage of the game an hour and a half of contact a week, but, you know, we're lucky if we get 15 minutes. You know, we're more into the teaching, you know, blocking assignments, showing the defense, you know, the opposition plays and reenacting them. And, you know, it's you know, we've gotten away from the bang-bang type of stuff in practice.
Yeah. Well, great. Congratulations, Coach. Enjoy the weekend, and then homecoming next week for the kids.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a wonderful week, isn't it? All right.
Take care. Enjoy your night.
And we'll keep Alan with us just for a little bit longer here. We were talking before the game here that this is, as a three-man crew here, maybe, depending on how things shake out, our last broadcast together. So thanks for all your work here on the sidelines, as I know you've got some exciting things going on personally too, so you won't be here for a couple Friday nights, but hopefully the Cards will still be playing at level two when you're able to come back.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate that. You know, we didn't get a chance to give Grandma Sophie a shout out, and
we got to do that.
I'm going to Italy for the next couple weeks to see a new grandchild for us, so really exciting times. But really have enjoyed being able to broadcast this. And every week I run into somebody who is also, has been a listener. And so it's great to run into people who are enjoying the broadcast, and we appreciate that. And of course, Owen with the Cardinal TV, it's been just a great to pair Cardinal TV and WOGO together. So thank you, Caleb, for the opportunity.
So you're a granddad down there, so we probably got to take it easy on you. That's a lot of running for you being the field sideline reporter there. Maybe I'll give you this chair.
I appreciate that. You know, I need to get to bed here pretty soon.
Alan Dunham, thank you so much. And Dave Check, too. We'll see. It looks like next Friday night I'm going to need to try to find a partner in crime in the booth at Duray for homecoming. But we're certainly hoping now that playoffs are guaranteed for Chi High, that this is team that is battle-tested and ready for the playoffs, and hopefully can make a run even beyond what they did last year to level two.
Yeah, and so we might be able to have some time to get into the analyzing that a little bit in the playoff picture here. But, you know, first of all, if you want, I can get the stats out of the way right
now.
Yeah,
let's do it. So, again, we'll just give that credit here. The Names You Know Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Go ahead.
All right, so the stats are for Eau Claire Memorial first, passing 19 for 30 for 169 yards and a touchdown. Rushing game, Chihai did a great job of shutting them down tonight. They did get two touchdowns, but they were 31 carries for 54 yards, so less than 2 yards a carry on that. For Chihai, as we kind of expected with those two long drives, all of the passing occurred in the first half, so the stats I gave you still stand, 5 for 8, 43 yards and one interception. Rushing, Howard 14 for 87 yards and two touchdowns led the team. Tester 10 carries for 53 yards. Bromeisel 7 for 37. Von Hayden 7 for 35 and one touchdown. Goodman 7 for 18 and one touchdown. And Drevis 1 for 3. Chihai for total rushing game, 46 carries for 233 yards and four touchdowns, which when you think about it, the way this game was played, they only had about six drives, so to get four rushing touchdowns out of that was pretty good.
Probably the best ball control offense we've seen from the Cards throughout the course of the season in terms of longevity and drives and hanging on to the ball. And again, as Alan pointed out with Coach Rakovich, probably no drive more important than that response when the game was tied at 14, the way that they moved down the field and picked up a one-score lead once again.
Yeah, certainly those two drives in the second half were impressive. After Eau Claire Memorial scored their 14 points, Chihai's next two drives were a 12-play drive and another 11 or 12-play drive that just milked the clock out. Every single play was a run. Every single play ticked off the clock. Memorial really only had one chance in between that to score. So great job, ball control. And as you said, Chihai officially in the playoffs, even though with the tiebreaker and what they did to River Falls, I would have statistically given them the playoff berth last week. I think I did, but they are officially in with four conference wins. They're an automatic selection.
That's the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap here on the Post Glass Post Game Show. The Holly Bovey Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. The names you know, we say, because Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, of course, names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. Give her a call, 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. 2 minutes, and we'll finish up the post-class post-game show with your highlights here from the second half as Chihai takes it from Eau Claire Memorial 28-20 on the road at Carson Park. Back in 2 minutes. On WOGO Sports.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
The Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Couple scores we know about from the BRC tonight. Hudson all over Superior, 31-6. River Falls just getting by Menominee, 20-15. We'll look into, again, that playoff picture. Dave checks prognostications in just a few moments. But first, here's how the second half sounded. Your highlights on WOGO Sports.
Needed 1 yard, got two.
Twin receivers right. Running backs flanking Ryan Thompson in the shotgun. Thompson gives to Albert. Albert hit in the backfield. He's drug down and flat.
That's number 42 with a solo tackle there as he just held him by his ankles.
That's Reed Post. Austin Goodman, the left wing back. Mason Howard, right wing back. Davis Bromizel at the fullback. Mason Von Hayden, the junior under center. Ball at the near hash for Chi High as we've switched ends. Von Hayden sends Howard in motion. Von Hayden keeps himself off right guard. He's got a great push. He's into the end zone.
Delayed reaction
waiting
for you.
Waiting for the signal. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. 14 Chi High. Memorial will send Connor, who's been an impact player, slot to the left. Twins left, single receiver wide to the right. Ryan Thompson from the shotgun. Thompson back to pass, clean pocket, pumps. Now he's flushed out to his right. Thompson still being chased. He's hit. He's taken down. He sacks Nathan Drevis.
Looks like he's holding his head, too. I think he took a shot to the head right in the end.
All right, so fourth and two, maybe a short two, but a fourth and two it is from the 44 Memorial. 7:07 to go. Double wing, double tight. On fourth down, Von Hayden. Crisscross give, and there is Tester, and Tester to the 40-yard line for a first down.
You know, I'll say it right now because we talked about it last week. You got to play to win. Coach Rakovich is playing to win. Fourth and two on the 42-yard line, goes for it.
Omiza, the fullback. Von Hayden under center, second and goal from the six. Von Hayden gives left side. That's Howard. Howard trying to turn the corner. Race to the pylon. Dives in. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls for the second time tonight. Mason Howard from Mason Von Hayden finds the end zone.
Hey, I'm not taking credit for that one. You screwed your own highlight up.
I screwed my own highlight up.
That ball, I didn't see a ref in that area. Nobody was within 15 yards, but guess they didn't have to be as they waved it off.
Third and three with four wide. Quick snap from the shotgun to Thompson. Thompson got a man over the middle. Dawson Goodman plants him on the ground. The ball jarred loose.
And that's an incomplete pass that was caused 100% by Dawson Goodman. That receiver had that first down dead to rights, and Dawson Goodman just broke him in half.
What a great game for Chi High as they've won now, Dave Check, after dropping their first two in the BRC. Four consecutive games, all conference wins, and now firmly in the playoffs, and that dovetails into our discussion. As you mentioned last week, that River Falls win probably was enough to put Chi High in the postseason, but now just putting the stamp on it and now playing for position next week against Superior, hoping that you can finish off your season 5-2 in conference and 7-2 overall.
Yeah, one of the first years in a while that I haven't had to explain the tiebreaker on the three conference win teams. So yeah, we're officially in with four, nothing to worry about. It was interesting kind of looking statistically at the chances of a three-way tie for conference, a four-way tie actually with New Richmond. A possibility, you know, tonight may have weakened that a little bit, but I'll tell you what it comes down to. We knew Hudson was in all likelihood going to win tonight. Their tough game is going to be at home against New Richmond, their last game. New Richmond certainly is a team that can put a loss on, and they're going to be fighting for it, too, to see if they have a chance. What we were hoping for is for Menominee to beat River Falls or at River Falls tonight. That didn't happen, but as you gave me the score, I think, 20-15.
Yeah.
That was a close game. We knew Menominee was a dangerous team. What it's going to come down to then for that little possibility is River Falls at Eau Claire North. I'm not counting anyone out in the Big Rivers Conference.
There have been surprises all over the place almost every week.
River Falls almost got beat by Menominee tonight. Menominee got beat by Eau Claire North. This game is at Eau Claire North at Carson Park. It's going to be, we'll see what happens. I'm not counting anything out. So there you go. I mean, it's still a possibility. Now, the other thing is you look at the playoff berth and have to understand, you know, kind of who we're probably going to play. Usually what we do is we go over to the Valley, play the teams like Nina, Kimberly, Marshfield, Wausau West. If it shapes up like that, like I think it's going to be, and Chi-High does what they're supposed to be, and they wind up 5-2 in the conference, 7-2 overall, the question is whether or not we have any chance of getting a home berth. And keep in mind with that, if it's a tie, we almost always lose because we only have us and Hudson in that matchup, and usually we're getting outvoted. I think they do it different this year anyway as far as the votes, but just typically we've gotten buried in those what I would say is a little bit biased, particularly now we know.
Well, so the computer program is seeding is supposed to take any potential bias out of it, but
it should, but it still has to take into consideration the strength of the conference.
Yeah.
Obviously we can't compete with saying that Nina and Kimberly and Appleton North are in the toughest conference right now. I think the Big Rivers Conference is second, but you got to consider that the Marshfield, the Wausau West, the Wisconsin Rapids, that conference is down this year, and that's going to come into play.
Yeah.
Because as I look at the seeding, Nina plays Kimberly tonight. I don't know if they won or lost. Probably doesn't matter. Nina's undefeated. Kimberly had a loss to Fond du Lac. But either way, they're probably both going to have one loss as they finish the season, and they're probably, you know, obviously they're going to get a one or a two seed there. In that conference, they have Appleton North, who's got something to say. They only have two losses on the season. They're 3-2 and 5-2, but their losses are to Kimberly and Nina. So if they wind up 7-2 with only losses to Kimberly and Nina, keep in mind they play Fond du Lac tonight.
Yeah.
So if they've lost to Fond du Lac, you know, then they could be out of it and Chi-High could be ahead of them. On the other bracket, you got the Marshfield, the Wausau West, the Wisconsin Rapids. Obviously, we have Hudson right now, and if they do finish and they beat New Richmond, they're going to be a higher seed than us too. So that's three that are ahead of us. The question is what you do with Marshfield, Wausau West, and Wisconsin Rapids. All of them are 4-1 in conference. Wausau West did just lose tonight to Hortonville. So they're now 4-2, 7-2. They could finish 5-2, 7-2. They had a win against Superior. Marshfield, 4-1, 5-3, though, had a non-conference loss to Hudson. And Wisconsin Rapids had a non-conference loss to River Falls. They're 4-1, 5-2 right now. So real interesting that we could have a bunch of teams being 7-2, and you're going to kind of have to compare the wins and losses, you know, really in the first two games of the year where we crossed over conferences.
Yeah, and I mean, and in that strength of the Big Rivers Conference, as Coach Rakovich always talks about too, just how strong this conference is, how much is that going to help or hurt these teams? Because the strength of the wins are very strong, but also when you look at an L there that was put on the board against Chi-High by both Hudson, but also a Menominee team whose record is not gaudy this year, and also certainly a lower division too. You look at all those coming into play with those metrics that the WIA has in place for the seeding.
Yeah, it's interesting. What I would say is they have a statistical chance of getting a home game and being a four seed. They're certainly going to be behind Nina, Kimberly, and Hudson. The only question is going to be whether or not those other teams can get up there. But they could be as low as a seven seed, too. Well, certainly if they lose, they could be, you know, even lower potentially. But they could, if the records finish the way that they should right now, that computer could spit them out at a four. It could spit them out at a seven. All those teams are really tight. And, of course, you know, it's the obviously the Kimberly team is the one that you don't want to play right away. But I'm assuming Kimberly beat Nina tonight. Nina's just as tough. Hopefully we can get a seed in the middle, wind up playing one of the Valley teams. What we hate is when it's like a 4-5 against a Hudson and you have to play another Big Rivers Conference team, and
yeah,
one of those teams are going to get knocked out in the very first round. So let's just hope for anything but that.
Well, bottom line for Chi-High, as they got the job done tonight, is to do it one more time the regular season for your homecoming game next Friday night. Take care of business against a Superior team that looked really good last week against this Memorial team. Chi-High won by 8, but Eau Claire Memorial just absolutely trounced last week by Superior. So don't count out Coach DeMeyer's Spartans, and Chi High is going to be in for another physical game for sure. With Carson Godelaire, the talented quarterback who accounted, I believe, for 5 touchdowns last week against Memorial. So take care of business first, and then I guess let the chips fall where they may, or the bits and bytes of data when it comes down to those seedings. And you're hoping for a little help as well, too, maybe for some other teams to give yourself a chance at a conference championship.
So one more shout-out on the names you know. Howard probably would have got the game ball today with a 14 for 87 and 2 touchdowns. Awesome to hear that we got not only some state recognition for Dawson Goodman, but I think you had said something about the national. Tell me about that again.
Yeah, so we have that on our WOGO Facebook page, WOGO Radio, and at WOGO Sports on Twitter. But Max Preps, of course, a national prep sports service, recruitment service, and such, but they have their top 10 plays nationwide in high school football, and Dawson Goodman and Thomas Clary's play was the number one highlight of the week on a national level for Max Prep. So we have that out there on our social media for folks to take in and share and retweet and etc. But pretty cool to see Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin being given a little recognition along with the Boscos and all those other major high schools all throughout the country that typically would be in some of those top plays.
Yeah, and hopefully that gives Dawson some extra looks and people realize what he's made out of at the next level, because he's just got that something special that you can't put on paper. There's just some kids that know how to get the job done, and he's a football player. So whether you put him at defensive back or put him at athlete, there's going to be some team that's going to be pretty lucky to get him, because from what I've seen on the boards compared to what I know in his heart, I can guarantee you he is underrated.
Well, that'll do it for us here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Thank you again to Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO studios in Hallie, keeping things running smoothly for us there. Owen Krista on the Chi High live stream tonight, CFHS Media on YouTube, if you want to check out archive broadcasts and subscribe for the future as well. For Dave Check and Alan Dunham, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying goodnight from beautiful Carson Park in Eau Claire. Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals move to 6-2 with one final game remaining in the regular season. Once again, your final score here from Eau Claire, Chi High 28, Eau Claire Memorial 20. This has been Chippewa Falls Cardinals football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO's coverage of Chi High Cardinals football has been brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Halley, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates, Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weirs Gallup Plumbing, Heating and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Football on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.